Okay.
One, two.
Ooh.
Oh, my golly.
That might be the best three snap trifecta.
That was good. And it was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Mine was okay. Yours was good. And his was like.
Yeah, sometimes we double thunder. Clutch and there's like a pause.
Yeah. That was like that dude shooting a gun last week.
And it was like, Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Go down.
Money going after that dome on the front yard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
So, football fanatic almost cut Stanko's hand off with a Terra head cardstock in the printer.
Jesus.
So, my power rankings and my some of my notes to self here are,
notes to self.
Are on a piece of like cardboard, basically.
It still works.
The Three Amigos, that's what we'll call ourselves. The great classic movie.
Right, right. Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, my God.
I do remember liking it back in the
day.
Oh,
God. I remember going to the theater with my dad. I must have just been a kid, and we were just laughing our
asses. I love wasn't Martin Short in that.
Martin Short. I always loved Martin Short. Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short.
Yeah,
I always loved Martin Short. He was kind of underrated in those 80s comedians. Yeah, fucking great.
Cracks me up.
It's actually funny. We're not going to actually talk about our beer, maybe, but we're going to talk about the Three Amigos now. Tropic Thunder reminds me of Three Amigos, because if you remember, the Three Amigos were these movie stars, and then the Mexican village thought they were real gunfighters, and they had them come in, and they thought they were making a movie or whatever.
All right.
And then Tropic Thunder kind of played off of that thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and I'm drinking the old German again, by the way, so we will talk about our beer.
Stewie's got a little sippy cup of goodness there.
I didn't even notice that. Betts Park, Warren, Worley. It's the Warren cup. All the things to do in Warren. There's only one side on it. That's all right. I live in Bradford. They just have the bottom of the cup filled with stuff to do in Bradford.
Little Captain.
Drink beer in your yard and watch a movie. And watch the chick that was trying to be sneaky going down for her booty call. Have the light come on. We have seen her. She parks up the streets. I don't know if she's married or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
She sneaks around and creeping around me. Then he drives her back up around. And it's like,
oh, my God.
Dude, you're just across this yard from me. I mean, if you're worried about, like, if she's, like, your next-door neighbor across the street's wife that you're banging, I don't think that's going to work. I mean, I don't know. It's like, not very incognito to me. But anyway.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's kind of funny when you see her vehicle parked. I saw her one day. She was getting into her car, and she was nice and everything. Said hi. It's just funny. It's like something weird must be going on there that they don't want. I don't know. It's funny. Weird shit. Anyway.
Maybe they're role playing. Who knows?
I don't know. It was just funny when the motion light came on. Yeah. Like she's like sneaking through the briar patch.
Right?
And we're all sitting there watching a fucking movie. Hi there.
Right in her direction.
Yeah.
Hi.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, well, I guess the last chick he was dating, she was nice. Had like 18 kids. And he's got like 3. But I guess the one day, it was right before he broke up with her, I guess. Yeah, I guess he took her in the house and rogered her pretty good. And it was loud because Tara and Philip and everyone were out in the yard. I can't remember what Philip said to Tara.
Oh, no.
Tara was like, oh, God.
Forrest Gump.
Right, exactly.
Entertainment for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not PG.
Anywho.
Yeah, back to football.
Almost 5 minutes in.
Yeah, I had to
talk about.
I have to get myself calmed down a little bit. So. In fact, let's recap and let's let Brian start since he's got happy times. Cowboys back? Are they back in business a little bit? Now, come on. 2 weeks ago, it was the Niners and CJ Beathard, and it doesn't count. Come on, the Redskins are definitely a good defense, and they're not a bad offense, and Dallas did a good job. I mean, give them some credit.
Yeah, they're not.
You're just
the offense was pretty
going to be sold, are you?
Right, well, the Redskins were pretty. They were pretty dinged up on the offensive line. That's one thing leading into that game that they kept talking about. And it did kind of show. I mean, although I will say Dallas has been doing a better job of late of getting some pressure on defense.
Maybe they did make some adjustments during the bye week, like right. we sort of talked about, you know.
But, I mean, I don't know. I keep, you know, our old buddy on NFL Network, fucking Keith Evans or whatever.
I don't want to douche.
I've played fullback for fucking 5 years.
Yeah.
2 years with New England, so I know everything.
Yeah, and somehow I'm the reason New England won their Super Bowls. Yeah.
He's a fucking...
He is...
He's such a Cowboys
we
hater.
We need to do... Oh, yeah. Well, who else did he play for? I'm just Saints, wondering where that would come from. But
Saints, yeah.
Boy, we need to do... One of these times we're doing it. We're doing a power ranking of our top 10 most hated announcers. Football personalities. God, that guy's a douche.
Everybody's number one.
On Joe, but I don't know. Heath Evans is pretty close.
Yeah, he's an idiot. But he was on there. Oh, when are they going to play somebody? Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like,
okay, well, they got a first place schedule, so pretty much all year.
Yeah, well, and they're
This week
they're coming up. Yeah, they're coming up on
another
pretty tough stretch here. I mean, they got Chiefs, they got at Atlanta next week. They got a Philly game coming up, so I guess we'll find out. And then with the whole fucking Elliott thing going on, still he's playing this weekend now, but boy. I don't know how that's going to play out. He still might end up suspended this year.
Oh, if he is, fantasy owners are going to shit a brick because it always has to come back fantasy. He gets suspended now. He's going to miss fantasy playoffs.
Right, right.
Which, no offense, after I lost Deshaun Watson in the Bradford Club, and the guy that we'd be likely to play in the finals has Elliott. So,
all right.
tough toodles.
Tough titties.
Yeah, tough titties.
Speaking of fantasy here, in the one Yahoo League I'm in, I'm glad your Cowboys did good. Because I look at the guy's team, every single one was the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Running back, quarterback,
Ron Benson
kicker,
in that league?
Yeah.
Defensive, everything was the Cowboys.
Jesus.
It's like, you're either going to win with that or you're going to lose big time.
Fucked.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good win, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I got to point out, because it was funny, because we talked about on the podcast about Dan Bailey being automatic. And the first field goal Nugent lines up for, it's a 47-yarder, not a gimme by any stretch, but for Dan Bailey, it's a gimme.
Yeah.
And he pulls it wide left, and I thought, it just made me think about our conversation. I was like, boy, you take it for granted. And then he went on and he nailed, what did he hit, four field goals?
Four.
So good for, yeah. I mean.
And a couple 40-some yards.
Yeah, so too, you got to be pleased with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It
was, for a guy off the street to
right.
just come in, at least he was
somebody
good
had
for
to listen
it.
To our podcast last week, too. I can't remember. It was ESPN or something. They were talking about the sliding.
Were they? Getting rid of the slide?
Get rid of the slide. Yeah.
Fuck that. I said
somebody's
it first.
Listening.
Somebody's
listening.
That's what I said. Somebody's listening to the podcast. Because yeah. they're basically saying the same thing we're doing. The quarterback's note, and they're going to wait till the last minute.
Right.
Take the slide.
Hey! Give us some credit, you bastards.
I did want to mention one thing. Dallas had the game in control halfway to late in the fourth.
Yeah.
Washington's driving. They get that last touchdown. The fucking pass interference that put them on the one-yard line was one of the worst pass interference calls I have ever fucking seen in my life. And I know.
At that point, I had turned off football, so you have to tell me what happened.
I mean, I know. I'm biased because I'm a fucking Cowboys fan. But fucking, it was horrible. They're both running down the field, you know, they get close to the goal line. They both got their hands on each other. They both got their hand on, like, up by the collar, you know. They get in the end zone, the ball's coming down. The fucking Redskins guy still has a hold of the Dallas defender's collar, and he fucking yanks him past him. You know, pulls him past him, catches the ball. Or he actually dropped it, he didn't catch it. And they fucking call pass interference on Dallas. I'm like, I mean, I'm fucking flipping out. I mean,
watching it, I thought that was a good hand fight.
Yeah, they both had their hands on each other. And then right last minute, that Washington receiver pulled him past him. And they call it on Dallas. I'm like, why don't you just fucking put the 7 on the board?
Right, just...
I mean, because you put them at the fucking 1, obviously they're going to... I mean, not every time. It's just irritated the fucking shit
you,
out of
you
me.
Have two
I'm
options.
Like, if fucking Washington comes back and wins this fucking
because
game...
Because of that.
Because of that fucking shit call, I'd be so fucking irate. I was already We're, fucking
it's
irate.
It's the worst call in football. We've already, you know, it's actually...
It's the worst call in sports.
Hate it. Yeah, it's
pass interference terrible. Is the worst... First of all, you
the
got,
thought of the foul just kills me. I hate it. I fucking
to me, you get two choices in that. From what you're describing, you either don't call anything and let them play, or if they get too
physical,
call offsetting.
Right. Exactly.
Just call offsetting, and that way you just replay the down.
Right.
Kind of, you know what I mean? Like so that way no team gets hurt.
And then know you're going
to... Because if they're both doing something to each other, it's not right to fucking call one or over the other.
And it seemed like the refs in that game were kind of letting them play anyway. Until so, that, yeah. I mean... I just
from what you're describing, it's just mind-numbing. I mean, it horrible. Doesn't...
Because they played though. I mean, they refed the game the whole way. And then at that point, they decide
if people,
they let them play the whole game and decide to throw a pass.
Be consistent.
Tears.
Yeah. And that's what players will say in any sport. We don't care, you know, they need to be consistent. If we get a feel for how somebody's calling a game, or in baseball, how an ump strike zone is, as long as it's consistent, where they get upset is when it's inconsistent.
Right.
Because then you have no clue.
Right.
Which is what the NFL is. And you can talk all you want about people aren't watching because of the kneeling, which people aren't. People also aren't watching anymore because of the calls. Because of, you know, what we always talk about, you watch a game and it's third and 12, and your defense makes a play, and you can't even be happy about it.
Is there a flag? Yeah. You're waiting for
is
a
flag. You're looking to see.
Every time Dallas gets a touchdown, I'm like, you know, because we always high five, and they're, you know, and I'm like, I just make sure there's no flag before we celebrate because
right.
They
come late too. Like
yeah,
you sit there,
and I think this one was really late. Like
it was like five seconds.
Yeah,
late
the
or
play
had like
the guys were down on laid on the ground. The ball's bouncing out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Then the refs is kind of walking onto the field, and then he throws a flag. I'm like,
seriously,
really? You're gonna fucking call that? First of all, it's a wrong call. And then you're going to wait fucking 5 seconds after the play's over.
I had Washington's running back in fantasy. He was checking his Yahoo real quick. Did I start him?
Unbelievable.
Even though this is college.
But it is believable. That's what's
college football last week. Even though this college. I was reading that Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Scored an X. Had his team get a safety, so it was screwed all the Vegas odds on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now he's getting chewed up on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "That was just a joke." Well, we might as well segue. I was going to let Stewie go next, but we might as well segue because that's. Did you have anything else to add on Dallas?
No. I the play you're going to talk about, I saw it like once, and it wasn't a real good angle of it. So I didn't really get to see it real good, but I've heard other people during the week say that they can't believe they overturned it.
First of all, okay, so I'll set the scene for you. I can't remember the score. I'm sorry. I was hungover and tired from the Halloween party. The Bears, I think, would have taken the lead on this play, if my memory serves. I don't even know. At this point, I don't remember. Or they would have maybe it would have tied with a 2-point.
It was in
conversion.
Like the third quarter. I'm thinking, wasn't it? Like, I think.
Yeah. Well, Trubisky throws a freaking amazing pass to Zach Miller, the tight end. Just drops it right over the defender, and Miller makes a nice, great catch. So we have two things to talk about in this play because Zach Miller almost lost his leg as a result of this.
They're still not sure they can save the leg.
Yeah.
That's I heard.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't think he's out of the woods, but.
I saw today he was still hospitalized.
Right.
Of course.
But his football might be over with.
Oh, shit. That's not even.
Yeah, I would even. Definitely assume
life is more important than playing.
But Miller catches the ball. It's called a touchdown on the field. I can't even celebrate. Actually, when I saw it live, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Tara, I know you don't like football, but this is an awesome throw. And so she's watching, and I'm like, oh, my God, he just broke his leg. Because I, on the replay, I instantly saw something screwed up on that.
Boy, it was bad.
And
like they wouldn't even
and then
show
I saw the ball move, and I'm like,
there they go.
They might overturn this. I said, I don't see it ever hit the ground, which it's allowed to move.
Yeah, it doesn't ever hit the ground. I mean,
so, sure enough, after several minutes of talking, play on the field is overturned. So, one thing, okay, so I'm biased. I'm going to use Brian's line. I'm biased because I'm a Bears fan. I watched every fucking angle of that. I did not see the fucking ball touch the ground at all. Okay. One, they called it a goddamn touchdown on the field. So where is the indisputable
evidence that overturned it?
Which I think it was either Blandino or the other dude, the older guy.
Pereira.
One of those guys, when they were talking about this play in an article I read, was like, first of all, they said that. They're like, I don't see it hit the ground, for one. And two, and they said in general, I don't know what's going on. It's supposed to be indisputable, and now we're having all these calls turned over. The ball does not hit the ground. I don't care what anybody wants to fucking say about it. Everybody that's seen that play says it's a touchdown.
Right.
It's not even about the rule, which is terrible, because people say, that's just a bad rule. You know what? Under the bad rule, that's a fucking catch.
Right.
And a few weeks ago, we laughed about the fucking Eagles getting like 15 penalties to Carolina's one in a game, and there was a petition. And the league came out and said that these people that wrote the petition know nothing about football because we grade the refs on every call. Well, guess what? The people grading don't know fucking shit about the calls either.
Right.
So, and then the league always comes out and defends the call. They tried to defend this call on the NFL Network. They tried to show some piece of white that was nowhere near where the ball was and say that was the laces hitting the ground.
Wow.
Which made it worse. It just shows they're a bunch of fucking liars.
Right.
This is why I did not want to watch football the rest of the fucking day.
Yeah. You
because great throw, great catch, critical part of the game. The Bears get the 500 if they win this fucking football game.
Right.
With a bye week, and this was the brutal part of their schedule.
Right. Called a touchdown.
And then maybe the Saints still win the game. I don't care. And I know the Bears had two chances to still miraculously win the fucking game, and they didn't do it. I don't care. That was a goddamn fucking touchdown that Zach Miller caught. Period.
After he broke
Done.
His freaking
after
leg.
After he dislocated his knee.
The fact that he hung on to that at all after that happened.
Ripped arteries. Might have almost lost his leg. But the Bears medical staff just thought something was wrong somehow. They took pulse, I guess, and didn't like the results of what they were. If they hadn't acted that way, that there was something else going on and did what they did, I don't know what they did. I'm not a fucking doctor.
Right.
No Doogie Howser.
He would not have a leg. Right.
Right.
And that, you know, that's two separate things. That was a fucking catch. There was no nose of the ball, like, scraping the ground. There was nothing scraping the fucking ground. He rolled over. The ball jittered on his chest. That sounded weird. And then he re-secured it. Period. And they're talking about surviving the ground. Fuck you, survive the ground. Let's fucking dislocate your goddamn knee and see if you can hold on to your ref whistle.
Right.
He still fucking survived the ground. He still fucking caught the ball. And it blew the fucking game for them. I'm sorry. And that's about all I have to say. It was a great game. I mean, Bears hung in there. Their offense is still not good. You know, Trubisky threw the pick at the end. I don't know if that was just a bad throw or
I saw that.
Miscommunication
with him.
I mean, guy was open, but but at least, but at that point, a minute something left, no timeout. You have to throw the ball. You can't.
Yeah, and you got to throw down the field.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and check down.
Right.
So whatever. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe I'm just too forgiving on Trubisky because I do I like what I see. I mean, at least he's smart enough to get rid of the ball.
Well, was this a mistake?
And it was, well, something might have even been a wrong route. I don't know. It
could have been a receiver's mistake.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, he wasn't where he was supposed to be.
Receiver went, didn't go where he was supposed to.
He didn't zig when he was supposed to zag.
And
and I don't know.
He zagged instead of zigged, and that's where.
But my point, at that point, they got put behind the fucking eight ball by the refs. I mean,
and we've been saying it for years. we'll say it till we're blue in the face. You get so tired of watching these games, and the refs sometimes are
bigger,
more of the more of the stars of the game than the fucking players, and it's fucking ridiculous. Well, it's a few weeks. It shouldn't be that way.
And that's why, I'm sorry, again, your ratings are down. You can look at the kneelers all you want, and that's got something to do with it. I think it's just adding to people's aggravation.
Yeah.
I think people are just tired of... We want... A few weeks ago, when the Raiders and Chiefs played on Thursday night, and I was talking about Justin Houston?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive player for linebacker for the Chiefs. Made a great play. Stripped Carr the ball.
Oh, right.
And they called some ticky-tack. It wasn't even a penalty. They called a defensive holding because a guy checked, made contact with a guy within 5 yards, which you're supposed to be allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
The pocket was already collapsed. Nothing to do with the play. First down, Chiefs. First down, Raiders. Instead of the Chiefs getting the ball in Raiders territory. Now, bad calls are going to happen in every sport. But we watch sports to watch the athletes make great plays. We want to watch the drama and the moments and the players deciding games on the field. And we understand that calls at this high speed are going to happen. But for fuck's sake.
It's every game.
It's every game.
It's every game. And it's most of the time it's multiple calls in every game.
And they have fucking replay. And they still can't get it right.
They still don't get it right.
And then they're still not allowed to challenge certain plays. I don't get it. And one more thing. The Bears did have another. In fact, that last drive, I think they started with a false start to make it first and 15 right off the bat.
Right. Right?
Kyle Fuller lined up in the goddamn neutral zone, like I always like to holler at the screen, on a field goal on the first drive of the game. Gave the Saints the first down. And they scored a touchdown.
Right.
So, again, just stupid things that are killing them. But in that game, all I'm going to say is that not touchdown that was a touchdown was bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
And the other thing I've been seeing with the refs, and people, I mean, I've heard it since the first time I've watched football. You've always heard this over the years. Madden used to say it all the time when he was announcing games. Oh, you can call holding on any play. Right. Man, there have been some real fucking ticky-tack fucking holding calls this year. Every fucking game. It's
be consistent.
It's a joke. Some of these holding calls are called.
Again, I'm biased too, but then in that Saints game, I saw Bears. When you see a jersey go like this and they don't call it, and then they call something else that's just legit playing,
I've seen them call holding when a fucking offensive lineman will pancake. They called on Dallas earlier in the year. It's like second game of the year.
Block him too
center,
good.
Fredericks pancaked a dude down by the goal line. Just fucking flattened his ass out. They called it a fucking hold. I'm like, and even the announcer, 9 times out of 10 on these holding calls, the announcers will even say, boy. Gruden says it almost. You can tell Gruden's fed up with the refs, too. Because every Monday night, he's on them.
Probably why he doesn't coach anymore.
Oh, my God. He would have had a heart attack by now if he was still coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they need to fucking address it. Bottom line. And they needed to address it for years. It's getting to the point where it's a joke. I mean.
And they're not. To me, it's just discouraging, like. Can they ever just come out and... They never come out and say, yeah, that was a bad call.
Very rarely.
Very rarely. Maybe the Seahawks, Green
and
Bay.
And they don't ever come out and say...
When it was the replacement refs.
Boy, maybe we do need to take a look at the referee.
Right.
You know, or... It's like they're...
Protecting them.
Trying to sweep it under the rug like it's not a big deal.
Well, guess what? Again, another reason your ratings are going down.
Right.
It's not just Kaepernick.
Right.
Sorry to tell you, it's more than that. And if the fucking Sunday Ticket's wondering why they're not getting the business that they're getting, it's because half the fucking games now you can't even watch on the Sunday Ticket,
right?
Because they got these London games in the morning. They got you can't
Thursday
oh, not
game
part
every
of
week.
The fucking
yep Thursday well, games every
you
week.
Know, well, fuck off then. I mean, why would you buy the ticket?
I still don't understand the Thursday game.
Billy Joe Ham and Egg gets the fucking ticket for free. Like, Drewski would get the ticket for free for signing up
for
DirecTV. Well, you all get it for free the first year you sign up. But it's,
right.
You know, then it's how much money? It's like...
It's close to $400.
Yeah.
For the season.
And you're going to watch
it's
this
like
crap?
Three. I think it's like three 60.
You should get 50, every
something like that.
Fucking
you're game paying that much.
You should be able to watch the Monday night game through the ticket if you want. You should be able to watch any fucking game.
Anywhere, anytime.
And no blackouts.
For that much money. No blackouts. You pay.
You should get all the preseason.
You're paying a premium.
You should get all the preseason games. You should get all the playoff games. I mean, you get playoff games anyway, but you should get everything.
Yeah, you should get every fucking football game.
You should even get the fucking college games. I don't think college should be separate. You should get all of it. Yep. Sunday ticket.
CFL.
Flyers giving
CFL. Everything.
Flyers giving
arena.
The football ticket is called.
The Flyers watch giving Erie the play.
Arena ball.
I'm sorry. For the average Joe, damn near $400 for
that's
fucking football games is a lot of fucking money.
It is, and that's why.
Hence why I don't fucking do it. Well, no. The biggest reason I don't do it because Cowboys are almost so.
Oh yeah, that helps.
Too much CBS.
Yeah, I figured that Chiefs game would be on because that's a big,
big game.
Is that really?
Well, we're gonna.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
That is an unofficial.
But greeting. Pretty much any time you say big game, you got to kind of
do it. Yeah.
Reference it.
And then throw him a kiss.
Okay, Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
That was good. That sounded like a last week.
Refereeing is always cool. Missing cows is always cool.
He did sound like him.
Just now.
And real quick, one last sign-off note on that. I guess it's funny, but it's not funny. Because I've been saying the last few weeks since Trubisky got in, I've really been more into, like, the Bears. The fact that they're, I mean, hey, man, and that's the thing. If you're at 500 at this point, you're in the wild card hunt. I mean,
still.
You know? And so these games are big games now for the Bears. And I've got an interest in really wanting to watch them win. And not that I didn't really want
the
Bears
playoff game,
but, you know.
Been a while, you know.
I just want to, I'm excited to watch the Bears again. I'm just feeling something different about them now, you know. And to sit there, so it's like the last 2 years, you know, I watched the Bears get ass pounded and I change it to the red zone. Now they're in all these close games and it just, it brings out these bad calls so much. I'm not saying there's never, you know, a bad call that goes in the way of, for the Bears. You know, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that fucking thing was horrible. So that's all you got on. I mean,
there's usually a time or two during the Cowboys games where I'll look at tomorrow and I'll be like, something will go Cowboys' way, and I'm like, that was a pretty bad call. But I'll take it, I always say, because you get them against your team, too, all the time. You know, it's like... So, yeah. Stewie, this game...
What the fuck?
...drove me nuts. Detroit walked up and down the goddamn field on them.
Couldn't
get in the end zone.
482 total yards.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
5 field goals.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I mean, he had a running game. He could get in there.
Obviously not going to win
that
way.
But none of those running backs
are
anything.
Yeah. Didn't they go for a fourth down in, down by the goal line?
Yeah,
on the one?
For a field goal.
Yeah. That's
that was late because – and it was big because then on the net – like later on they could have – could have taken the lead, I think, or something with a field goal later on. Now, I know they ended up losing by 5, but... Yeah. I just could not believe they kept getting down inside the 5 on most of them and could not punch it in. I'm just like... Oh my God. I mean, they should have fucking annihilated them. They should have won by...
At least
fucking 14, 20 points, at least.
I was going to say at least 12 points. They should have won by 14 points.
They're fucking walking all over them.
Did everything but score touchdowns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable.
I mean,
and they did it through the air, which that's been the Steelers' defense strength lately is pass defense.
Right.
Their rush defense has been the worst. And Detroit did it through the air. I mean, Stafford had over 400 yards passing, I think. I mean, they just could not get the fucking end zone. I mean, it was frustrating. Frustrating for me, I can't imagine for you.
Yeah.
Pound another beer.
Right?
Pound another beer. Oh, another field goal. Let's have another beer.
Oh, I mean, they were just walking all over.
It was hard staying up for that game. after Saturday. Yeah, the last chance.
Yeah, they were. They have it inside the 10. 2 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. Down by 5. Could have taken the lead with under 2 minutes to go, and couldn't get in. It's just like, fucking. I mean,
they had every chance to win that game. Yep.
And like I said, they should have won by 2 scores. I mean,
well, let me ask you.
You have 482 yards, total yards. You should have at least.
Let me ask
maybe
you.
Maybe one.
Yeah, 15 yeah,
can I ask you this? Do they? I mean, this is us just bullshitting. Do you think it's in a just a lack of imaginative play calling? Do they not have that?
They really
red zone threat, that big body guy right. You kind of want. I mean,
no, because Embron can't hold on to the ball.
Right. Yeah, he dropped one early on in the game.
One way or another, you've got to be able to score. But
they don't really have that big receiver.
And they don't have
Calvin
the big
Johnson type like they used to, you know.
No running game is going to be.
Yeah, they got no running game, so once you get down there, a lot of teams will run when they get down there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they were doing pretty good.
The Stafford's
running.
Too good. Don't you got to figure? I mean, Jim Bob Cooter, come on! Put your head out of your ass.
Well, Steeler fans will tell you, well, the Steeler defense is down there that stopped them. You know,
sure,
Steeler defense.
Oh, they would. That's what they'll say.
If you had a good defense, Stafford would have threw for 400 and some yards and
the tinfoil curtain
down the field on you.
Tinfoil curtain.
There's a new one. We have an over-under on Ham and Egg or two, but I'm not going to tell you what the number is.
Well, now you got me thinking about it. I'm not going to say it now. Speaking of Ham and Eggers, how about Izzy Stradlin and the Juju Hound Smith there, or whatever his name, Schuster Smith. Octavius Bryant just dropped the load in his pants from the practice squad saying, yep, I'm really fucked now. What was that fucking play? I mean, was it just a go route that missed the coverage, or was it one of those slants that missed? I didn't even see
it down the middle.
I think it was just.
I don't know if it was a slant or if he was going straight down the field. I'm not.
Was it like really far in the air or just?
I think he threw it maybe 30, 40 yards, maybe. He just outran it.
But I think it was just that and this.
I think he
probably threw
like 30 yards. I think.
Yeah, and he goes over and locks his bike up on the sidelines.
Yeah, he got his bike stolen. It's kind of funny. That is kind of funny. I'll give him that. It's kind of funny. Yeah.
It was sickening. I mean, Detroit should have ass pounded them in that game. I mean, they really should.
I texted you and Newf, I think. It's like, I sit here and I look at the fucking AFC.
Oh, I know. Well, once again, it's going to come down to New England.
Yeah,
New England is the only team. You know, the Chiefs are going to poop out.
Oh, the Chiefs already proved they can't beat the Steelers, even though I already knew that, because I picked the fucking Steelers in Kansas City.
Houston would have maybe been the only other team that offensively could
go
put some pressure on them, but not now, obviously. I mean,
that's
Jacksonville, if Jacksonville makes it now, which they could make it now with that division.
Oh, yeah, but they won't.
You know in the playoffs, Pittsburgh would beat them.
Yeah, they'll
beat them. After Jacksonville crap the shit out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they'll be just in awe of making the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll just be happy that Tom Coughlin's still alive.
They'll get in the first round and Pittsburgh will go on to win.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting here looking. I'm like, I got to fucking suffer.
New England, again. It's going to come down to New England.
Yeah.
New England's
a New England team that's not right.
Yeah, a New England team
that. And Brady will finally get hurt and it'll be Hoyer against the fucking Steelers in Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh gets to play the Browns five more times.
Couldn't believe this week and they get rid of him.
Garoppolo,
it's like, wow.
Well, the timing's weird, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just like,
I guess they played chicken, and I don't know. I don't know what the thinking was when they didn't trade him last offseason. Although I've seen reports that supposedly Cleveland offered like 3 firsts or something. I'm like,
Jesus,
that's,
holy fuck.
Wow.
Let me finish. Ridiculous. That is bullshit. There is no fuck. Even a team as dumb as Cleveland. Right?
Wouldn't go for it.
There's no way New England would not have taken that.
Right.
And people are saying that like it's fact. Like, well, New England just screwed themselves. They had a chance to get 3 firsts from Cleveland.
There's no way.
No, they didn't. There's no fucking way. They might have traded Brady for 3 firsts.
See, now we're talking about this.
I got my resume brushed up. I'm fucking sending it in this time because people, some fucking heads better roll.
Oh my God. That is the worst thing. So the Browns and the Bengals had an agreement to trade
AJ McCarron
from the Bengals to the Browns for probably
a second and a third. Okay. Actually, more than Garoppolo.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
which, with being the Browns, it's almost like a first and a second.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and the Bengals filed the paperwork.
Yeah.
And the Browns, I heard they were
celebrating
the trade.
Now, I haven't seen this.
I thought I heard someone else mention it too.
Supposedly, the Browns were celebrating the trade.
And didn't Cincinnati go like a 355?
What happened was this all started to materialize. I don't know if like the Garoppolo trade maybe Cleveland was targeting Garoppolo as a free agent,
right?
Because they've got a shitload of cap space, and they thought, well, New England hasn't traded them.
And once that happened, they had to scramble.
They scrambled and offered more for AJ McCarron. Which, I mean, neither guy's played much, so you can say whatever you want. McCarron's played more than
McCarron played in the playoff game,
actually.
So
I like McCarron.
I like McCarron when he got in there. He was pretty decent.
Yeah. So Cleveland was holding out because they didn't want to give up. They thought maybe they'd get the Bengals to back off their price.
Right.
Meanwhile, tick-tock.
4 o'clock was the deadline.
4 o'clock was the deadline. Tick-tock. Owner of the Bengals reiterates to the GM, I'm not budging on the price.
All right.
They can take it or leave it. Well, they took it. Bengals called the league, filed the paperwork.
Browns never did.
Browns. Didn't do it. They filed the paperwork at like 5 minutes after four.
Is that what it was?
Something like that. Trade denied.
That's something else, isn't it?
They tried to argue.
They argued with the league. They said, no. Sorry. Deadline is 4 o'clock.
Deadline's a deadline, right?
Deadline's a deadline. That's why it's a deadline.
Right.
You
know? No matter if it's a minute after.
Yeah.
It's not before
whatever Roger Goodell's iPhone says the time is. That's the deadline. So then the Bengals came back and they're like, I don't know. We've made trades before. It's real easy. All you do is you call the league and it's done. Then I heard that the Browns were celebrating the thing. So I don't know if they were celebrating, but either way. The other thing, but I also read, there's also another spin on this, that maybe not everybody in the Browns front office was sold on the deal. And so they delayed. So that's even worse, I think. Because on one side, you're either incompetent, which they are. Right. That's already been established. Or you're incompetent and... because they've got 15 people in front office structure.
Right.
Well, that's going to stink.
Maybe you should have sat over here.
Yeah, you should have sat outside. Called in.
You might have still smelled it.
If you got half the front office fighting over shit, which shows you need one person, not six analytic people,
right?
Two GMs, a partridge in a pear tree, and Jimmy Haslam. So, you know, the Browns fucking clean house again. I'm throwing my resume in.
Right.
And just say, look, you want to win? Cut the bullshit. Cut all the analytics and football stuff.
Penny like
stuff.
$100,000, which is a lot cheaper than I'm sure these other guys are getting.
I'll bring my crew on, football fanatics, and
we'll straighten you out.
We won't bullshit you. We won't fucking do stupid things and... You know, you get a quarterback for one thing, and we won't play games. But it's just pathetic. Fuck. But of course, I mean, I think the only reason the Browns are in existence is for the Steelers to get two wins a year.
Right.
I really starting to think that. They play in the last game. They play in the last game every year.
Yeah,
it seems like it. Yeah.
Yeah, they always play in the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I swear it's like 5 years in a row they played in the last
game. How is that possible?
I don't know.
So that way they can sit their starters and still beat them.
Right.
If they need it for seeding, they can still sit their starters and beat them. It's fucking ridiculous.
Now, do you want to talk about some of them other key trades? Like,
it was a fairly active.
Yeah, you don't usually see it.
Kelvin Benjamin goes to the Bills.
Right.
And they had the draft. hey, Browns, pay attention. Now, it may not work out. Who knows? I love the move. And they had the ammo. They built up the trade ammo, and they've got Benjamin still under contract for next year.
Right.
That's what the Bills needed.
Right.
What else? There was
I mean, we mentioned it.
Garoppolo to the Niners, which that was a huge domino. Although, what's interesting on that, again, the Niners, another team with a lot of drafts ammo.
Right.
They traded a second.
Right.
I don't know if I texted you, knew for both. I forget. But for a second-round pick, they're still in position that if they see him up close once he gets in there, now, he doesn't have a lot of weapons. They don't have a great team.
Right.
But again, you assume these guys can evaluate some talent. It's not like, and Garoppolo is a free agent.
Right.
It's not like they've just tied their whole franchise to Jimmy Garoppolo. They got a guy, they can bring him in. And if they love him, they can sign to an extension, and they have their quarterback.
Yeah.
Much cheaper than probably Cousins is going to be.
I saw where there's some talk out of the Niners camp that, or from the coach, I guess, I don't know, that they may not even play him this year, which I don't understand that because
that wouldn't make any sense.
They don't. Well, I guess some of the thought was they don't want to get him hurt going into the next year. But don't you got to kind of see what you have? And plus, they're saying like, well, they have a terrible team.
Hoyer didn't get baited up or banged up, and he held himself fairly decent. I understand that thought, but
they're already 0-8. I mean,
how many close fucking games have they played, though?
Right.
I don't know. Look, if you're sold, this is your guy, and they're going to sign him to a 7-year extension or 5-year extension.
Well, that's what somebody said. If they don't play him at all, they got to sign him next year. They either have to franchise him for 1 year,
right,
which is going to be like 27 million, or they're going to sign him to a long term big con, you know?
I guess my point is I would want to see him play.
Yeah.
Because then you still have options. If you're not sold on them, maybe they think they can just do that in practice. But if you're not sold on them, you have the option to move him to a team like the Browns.
Right.
Just trade, and you could probably still get a second back, maybe even more.
Right.
You can still draft a QB if you end up with
supposed to be a QB-heavy draft.
Right. If you end up with a top two pick, which is looking pretty likely at this point. So you have a bunch of options, but if you don't get an up close and personal look at him and get a good strong gut feeling, now maybe you can't do that in half a year either way,
right?
But I would want to see, you know, there was, my investment.
There was somebody else that said they should only not play him until like the last 2-3 weeks of the season.
Well, whatever. I would play him once I thought he was up to speed. I mean, I wouldn't rush him in there.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, obviously he's not going to play this week.
I mean, if Houston, if the Watson injury would have happened before the trade deadline and Houston would have made this deal, maybe they'd be a little more inclined to get him in there sooner than later. Right. I get the idea that, hey, let him get up to speed with the playbook and let him. But I think to not play him at all doesn't. That's like wiping before you poop. It doesn't make any sense.
Who are we talking about?
Garoppolo. I heard that maybe they were looking to not even play him this year.
It doesn't make sense. Ajayi.
I wasn't rushing, man.
Oh, Ajayi. Yeah.
Jesus, that was the first
one.
I wonder,
thank you.
I was Noof is there.
I thought there was at least one more big. Yeah, they basically, what they gave him away, didn't
fourth
they?
Fourth round. It's what they value running backs, I guess. I'm thinking there's something there. Whether locker room or something.
Yeah, was it cancer in the locker room? Or
sending a message, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. What I was thinking.
Boy, does that bolster the Eagles.
Seems to me that might be the missing piece for them.
Yeah, because they got Blunt, but
it's good.
And then they got a couple other guys.
But
like,
this gives
like
them
third down guys.
This gives them the horse.
And he seems, yeah.
Potentially.
Ajayi seems like he could be. Boy, he could be.
Better offensive line, a passing threat with the Eagles. That,
right.
They can't, you know, teams can't stack the box.
Yeah.
Could be a great move for them.
Yeah. I don't really like it.
I wouldn't either.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, worst case scenario, it's a depth move for a fourth round pick on a team that's 7-1 right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you
do
that deal? I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, and I think he's still got years on his contract, so it's not like it's just a, you know, a lot of times in baseball, a lot of times at the trade deadline, teams are going for guys that are going to be free agents. And so they're kind of rental players. This could be a long-term move. It should help him in the short term. So, yeah, nice move there. And the Dolphins, I think, sending a message. So,
right. Yeah, that was
shocking, though, because there really aren't trades often in the NFL to begin with. And then at the trade deadline like that, it was crazy.
Just like in the go up or wakes up. Goes
to bed. Then 5-2 or something.
He wakes up 0-8.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's freaking. Apparently,
could be the savior.
Apparently, New England decided that Brady is playing 2 or 3 more years. Because I think they held on to Garoppolo just to see, like, if Brady did do the Max Kellerman just fall off the wagon at 40.
Right.
Which I think, I mean, he's so hard.
Or they're thinking they can draft a successor this year.
Sure, coming up this draft. Yeah, maybe they have a guy
draft, like, yeah. You know, QB heavy.
Well, they'll get Kaiser when the Browns let him go, and they'll actually develop him into a good quarterback, maybe.
Never know.
The biggest splash trades, right?
Those are the only...
But that's funny. What's Kaiser thinking now?
Right. Exactly.
Like, he's halfway through a rookie year on a terrible team, and they've already apparently decided that
they're going to
move on, because if they trade for McCarron, he's the same boat as Garoppolo, I think. He's a free agent. Well, McCarron, I think they're going to arbitration to see whether he's a... Something about... I don't know, the way they accrue their time.
Oh, yeah.
Something about an injury or something. I don't know how it all works. Believe me. Nobody knows it better than I do, but I have no clue.
I still love you, pumpkin.
That was terrible. I like the pulp of the pumpkin for the hair.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. Fantastic pumpkin.
Yeah, didn't you say Halloween's going to be huge this year?
Yeah, you did.
I know
you did.
Yeah.
That was great. I was cracking up.
Halloween's going to be huge.
So anyway, McCarron may or may not be, I guess, in the same boat as Garoppolo. They're going to decide whether he's a unrestricted free agent or restricted. Either way, he's one or the other. I mean, somebody could make an offer on him.
Right.
And it wouldn't have to be a huge offer because, unless the Bengals really would decide to go McCarron over Dalton, which, I mean, you know,
right.
We talked about it, the way the Bengals started out, at what point you put McCarron in.
And then when they got rid of the offensive coordinator, Dalton caught fire.
Back to their normal average selves.
The Red Rocket.
Yeah, average selves, exactly.
So anyway, where the fuck I was going with that was, so if the Browns would have traded for McCarron, I mean, that's sort of a investment, a second and a third. I mean, they're not just going to let him walk after, I mean, they're investing in him. So that means Kaiser, bye-bye to me. So it falls through, and now you got Kaiser saying.
Right.
Of course, maybe it motivates him. I don't know, but it's just a mess. It's just a goddamn mess. It is.
The other thing, speaking of Cleveland, Josh Gordon got reinstated.
Right.
But he can't play this week, is it?
No. I saw where he can't even practice until like the 24th of this month or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ, I didn't realize, but it makes sense. He hasn't played in a game since like week 16 of 2014.
Yeah, I half thought about taking a flyer on him in fantasy, but I only have like 4 moves left in Wallace's league. Right. Like, even on a good team,
don't want to take the risk.
Yeah. Like, if he'd have got got reinstated before the trade deadline and got traded to, I don't know, some Dallas or somebody with a good QB,
right? You still would be.
That's tough. That's tough to miss. That's why I wasn't sold on Lynch. He missed a year or two. Gordon hasn't played 3 years. And he's on a bad team. I mean, terrible. He's a talent, and eventually he could be a good player, but I don't know. Don't blink. He'll probably be suspended again. So anyway.
So back to recap. Should we recap and talk about the highs and the lows of our Bills contingent?
Oh my lord.
Yeah, I mean, my god, they fucking Peter pounded the fucking Raiders, which yeah. I had the Raiders winning that game. I think somebody else.
I think I had the Raiders too.
I had the Bills.
You had the Bills. Actually, you might have been the only one that had the Bills.
I think I was.
In that game, because I think Newf had the Raiders too.
And real quick, the only game I missed last week was last Thursday when
really? Baltimore you did another beat, one?
Baltimore beat the shit out of Miami. I got every other game right. I got all games Sunday. I got Monday night right. Only missed the one game. Somebody got a fucking perfect ticket at Huey's. I'm like...
So 2 weeks in a row.
I missed three games in 2 weeks, and I didn't win either week at Huey's. I'm like, I think it's a little suspicious.
I wouldn't go there anymore.
Shoot, I don't have... Shoot. And where's the Mater?
I am all by myself in second place.
I think somebody in my office pool had a perfect last week.
Yeah, well, maybe it was possible.
So, I mean, because remember, too, when you... somebody won with one wrong. And at my office pool, somebody won with one wrong. So there was a... Because I was like... I got this, and I'm like... Perfect fucking ticket.
Right?
Is he fucking using a Plinko board? No! That's how the Browns are drafting, I determined, too. It was a fucking Plinko board. I was emailing the one guy at work. I was like, I think they pretty much just set up a bunch of names on a Plinko board, and then, like, every other placard is trade for more picks. And they just sit there and Haslam puts the thing. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. Speaking of trades, I'll trade you a Busch Light for an old German.
Whoa! Munch is like, I'll take that.
You gotta get the paperwork in before the deadline.
That's good shit.
I actually need to see if they still have any left.
I might have to trade you a Miller Lite for one because I never had one last week.
Yeah, you got
it. But I'm actually ready for one. So,
oh, good. There you go, right from the satchel, fresh from the satchel.
Let's see how this sounds.
It sounds good.
Ooh.
In the right hands,
like Stewie.
Well, that sounded good too. That.
Thanks, Jesus.
You're getting a whole bunch of trades.
You know what? I'm trading up. Actually, I like the old German. I mean, if you don't drink 15 of them, you don't even get a hangover.
I could drink two Budweiser and get a hangover.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Bills kicked the shit out of the Raiders at home. Right. I'll tell you what. Bills might be in the Super Bowl if they can play every game at home.
And we've been saying for years.
I mean, goddamn.
They are good at home.
Oh, my Jesus. I mean...
But then to the misery, the funny thing is, all of us picked the Jets.
Yeah. I didn't pick them on my actual picks. So.
It was the way too early.
Yeah, I went Buffalo.
It was the way too early picks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm inclined to take the Jets. Right. And everybody did the Jets, and I'm like, well, I guess that wasn't any big deal. I'll tell you what, the Jets, to do the double, almost beat the fucking Falcons. Right. Falcons have come back to beat them. I mean,
and as a fucking more shit in my mouth, I fucking
poop chips.
I was really leaning towards playing because I have the Broncos defense and the Jets defense on my fantasy team, and I was really kind of leaning towards playing the Jets defense.
Yeah, because Buffalo doesn't have a high powered offense.
Yeah, but
know?
I'm like, I've been kind of teetering each week.
Sure,
and Denver's been just outscoring them every week, so I'm like, and then I really don't like the at Philly matchup. Really, I mean. I thought, well, you know what? Denver's defense has been pretty good,
and
even though
it seems like, I mean, it doesn't.
But
seem
I'm like, oh. And then of course, now they were up to like Jets defense was up to like 20 points the other night. They ended up
Bills
14.
Chipped away. Yeah,
they ended up 14, but still, I'm
14
like,
points.
I'll be pretty surprised if the Broncos got the 14 points against the Eagles. I mean,
yeah, dude.
0.40 on the Bills defense Thursday night in my one league.
One thing about Denver's defense is. It seems like, I don't think they're going to top 14, no way. But they seem, I mean, if to rationalize your decision, it would seem to me that Denver would be more likely to get a defensive touchdown with some of their playmakers.
Right.
for what it's worth, and that's right. where you score points. I mean, it's hard.
Well, and their biggest problem right now is the fucking offense is so terrible. So they're on the field the whole fucking game.
Oh, right. I mean, you know, my God. I mean, and it's not going to get any better with Osweiler starting this week.
It might be worse.
it might be worse. Yeah, it might be. I don't know. Watch them score 30 points.
Yeah. No fucking getting it. Because when you were playing this week, you're going to fucking annihilate me, by the way.
Oh, I don't know, man. You're the fucking favorite in the...
Yeah, fuck the projections.
I know, but you're I don't... Jordan Howard's my best player.
My team's fucking bad.
Will Fuller used to be good, and now he's got fucking you throwing to him.
I was hoping like hell to get that running back from the fucking Ravens. I didn't get him. Now I got to fucking play goddamn Marshawn Lynch.
The worst thing
is... I just hope the fucking crazy and somehow get in the end zone.
I know. That's why I picked him up in the Bradford Club.
Did you?
And what's hilarious is I picked him up because I missed out on Collins in the Bradford Club.
That's
I played it cheap. I didn't want to ante up and be on welfare the whole winter like Quint tried to tell me. I played it kind of cheap because we're running low on money because I've been kind of... I swing a big stick when I want a player. But I get who I want usually.
Right.
And I thought I put a nice, easy bid out. I think it was like $12. And I got beat by the old sisters, the old ladies, spending their money like they're going to croak any minute. They bid $15, I think. I'm like, fuck. So I went and got Lynch for free.
Right.
And it's for 1 week because I got Jordan Howard and Le'Veon Bell, and Doug Martin, who's been pretty good.
Right,
Doug Martin, we've been playing at flex, so I'll just play him. I got to play Lynch, and that was my same thing. And I'm like, maybe he gets in the end zone.
Please get in the end
zone. Maybe he'll just be fucking fired up because of that suspension. Maybe that will focus him or something. I don't know.
I
don't know.
He's
either.
Been so terrible.
I'm just hoping he gets a touchdown, 1 yard touchdown or something somehow. He shoves some Skittles up his ass and... And jump over the fucking pile.
Taste the fucking rainbow, motherfucker.
Jesus. Hope he gets a case of Skittle Pop. It contagious to the whole offensive line, the block.
Yeah, right. Tom Skittle Cable box. Needs Skittle Pops. Speaking of over the top, like Stallone, Tariq Cohen looked like fucking Walter Payton on his touchdown. He fucking jumped from, like, the 2 yard line and he fucking got the ball over. Surprised they got the call right. Not New that England. I care. We're pushing an hour. No big deal, because that's...
Yeah, we're going to touch on a couple of... Like, New England takes care of business, but what Chargers the fuck are tough.
They are tough. What was up with that weird safety on the kickoff? Did you see
that? Oh, when the guy ran backwards.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Benjamin.
Yeah, he ran backwards, like 6 yards, 7 yards.
I'll guarantee you, he was probably shocked as hell that was a safety.
I don't know. I just think he was trying to make a play.
He didn't realize where he was,
He's running backwards, like 5-6 yards. Gets tackled in the end zone, safety. Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah.
Well, what about, real cool, you pretty much touched on a lot of the other big ones, but...
How about the Seattle
game? Yeah, game of the week.
Oh, wow.
That was the game of the week.
I couldn't watch it because I was watching Dallas game, but I was kind of keeping track of it, the score.
That looked to me like the last team going to have the ball is going to win the game.
Yeah. It basically was, too.
Yeah. It was. I mean, and Watson goes down with the ACL. What a shame.
That is a shame because, boy, he was...
What a player.
Yeah. That was one of my upsets.
You hate to see that. I mean, I don't care either way about the Texans, but...
That was one of my upsets last week.
Especially somebody like that. So good for the league. And,
you know, having such a good season.
That was one of my upset picks last week.
Yeah.
I thought they were actually going to win that game. I'll tell you what, Russell...
Seattle scored to win it really late. It was like 20 seconds, I think, left.
Something like that.
Russell Wilson's sick. I don't care what anybody says.
He's still in, like, your third or fourth man crush. I know Prescott's...
Yeah, Prescott might leapfrog him, but I must like the black guys.
Once you go black, you never go black.
I know. I love those guys. People knock Russell Wilson. I'm like, I don't know. You watch him play.
Right.
I mean, do you really ever watch him play? I mean, he's unreal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you said, if they had an average offensive line, they'd be scary.
Right.
So, should we go into our power rankings?
Yeah, let's do power rankings. I don't have last time's power rankings, unfortunately.
I don't have mine over here somewhere.
Stu, you want to start? Did you do them?
Yes, I did them.
Yeah, I would hope. You're the one that brought it up 2 weeks ago. You're like, is it power rankings? I'm like,
I couldn't remember.
I couldn't either. I'm like, next week. It's after the halfway point. So why don't you go ahead, read 10 to 1. And
10 to 1, here we go.
Cleveland.
49ers, Bengals, Raiders.
Oh, Cleveland's won.
Jets, Cardinals, Bucks, Colts, G-men, Browns, and the Lions are number one.
I didn't even fucking...
Not!
Oh, wait a minute.
Homer?
Oh, he's...
My power is... I can mess him. I got the Jags, Cowboys, Saints, Seahawks at 7, Vikings at 6, Chiefs at 5, Steelers at 4 just because they beat the Chiefs, Rams, Pats... And some guy said I made a bold pick last time putting the Eagles at number 2. I put them at number 1.
Well, yeah.
Hard not to, yeah.
Boy. I still went through. I didn't catch half the shit you were saying there. But anyway.
You want me to say them again?
Say them again.
Slower this time.
I went Jags at 10.
Jags.
Cowboys at 9.
What?
Jesus. Saints at 8.
Saints.
Seahawks at 7. Vikings at 6, Chiefs at 5, Steelers at 4, Rams at 3, Pats at 2, and Eagles at 1.
Ooh, loving the Rams, okay. Huh?
Okay. I guess I'll go.
Might as well.
Boy. Bah. It was tough down at the bottom.
It was.
It's a lot of gaggle down there.
Yeah, gaggle down there. Some good teams didn't make it. My 10, I struggled with who to leave out, who to get in.
That's where I was having trouble, too.
Yeah. I still believe in them, I guess. I'm still waiting for them to come around and show us
the way.
What they did last year. I got Atlanta at 10. I still like them. I don't know. I know they're squeaking by. I know they've had some terrible losses at home.
I'm doing a beer chest.
Beer roulette over here. I think I got Atlanta at 10. Now, we always say, we do these power rankings, it's...
I love it. Beautiful pour.
Commercial, it's going to... Just you got to let it just run, just down that side.
Yeah. That is a commercial pour right there.
We always say these are our week 9 power rankings.
Right.
So it's supposed to be before any games are played for week 9.
Yes.
So I have Buffalo at 9. Now, obviously, maybe if I took into account them getting ass raped by the Jets Thursday night, I maybe would have left them off.
Right.
But.
This is
the body of work before Thursday.
You're right. Because these other teams that are in here haven't played yet either.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They could lay a stinker. And I don't think in New York for the Jets, I'm starting to think that's not a stinker anymore.
Right.
If you're a Bills fan, you're going to say, boy, pretty disappointing. And they should be.
Right. But the Jets are pretty decent. They proved they're pretty decent this year. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
boy.
That one really sucked.
It wasn't even a queef.
No.
No.
It was like a silent fart.
Yeah.
Silent could be shark. Deadly.
Silent but deadly.
Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, I don't mind it.
I don't mind them. I mean, that's why I traded you one.
You see the stuff I drink.
Tastes like beer.
Yeah, it tastes like beer. It doesn't have like a real...
It's not like, yeah... Melt your face off strong, like
yeah,
taste-wise.
Like this kind of can be this Jenny Light. That's fine. <I'm...
laughs> All right, so yeah, I still got Buffalo at 9. 8, I got the Rams. I know Stewie had them a little higher than that. I don't know. I
must be on the golf train.
Well, I'm not exactly sold on their body of work, like the teams they've beat. I mean. I don't know, maybe a little bit of a soft schedule has kind of got them down lower for me. Right. I don't know. I mean, they're playing good, but I mean, they're still my 10.
Did beat Dallas.
They didn't, well, again, soft schedule.
Oh.
Dallas is, the fucking Warren Dragons could have scored 35 in that game, I think, on Dallas' defense.
Wow.
7. I got The Vikings. Fucking Minnesota. What do we say?
The Vikings,
the man. The fucking Vikings, man.
Two average quarterbacks.
I tell you, though, the defense is good. I like that McKinnon.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook going down, and McKinnon's actually coming in and good.
All right. And isn't it Jesse's crush at quarterback there?
Case Keenum.
He's been pretty decent.
He's been all right.
He's serviceable. He's winning games.
Yeah.
Six, I got the Saints. I like what the Saints are doing.
They're resembling an NFL defense.
Right. And Breeze is... I was the first one to kind of... I think in our preseason, review or whatever, I remember at some point there early on in the season, I was kind of getting on Breeze a little bit.
Right. Saying he maybe in a decline.
Maybe, yeah, on the downside. And is he the player he was 5 years ago? No. But pretty fucking good still. Five, I got the Chiefs, who were my one. I think it was all of our ones.
Yeah, because they were
on our first part. Yeah. Four, I got Seattle. I don't know. The defense is, I mean, Houston's kind of scored.
Houston was scoring against
30-some points on everybody.
It's unreal, yeah.
So I don't really knock the defense for that, but the defense has been playing better. Russell Wilson is. Three, I got the fucking Steelers. I know they're another one, a little bit of a soft schedule maybe, but god damn it. They're finding ways to win. I don't know. I hate having them that high, but. And I got the same 2-1 as Stewie. You got New England, Philly. New England is, I know, you look at it and it's like, boy, they're not as good as they...
Because they're not beating people 35-20 every week,
They're still finding ways to win with what seems like a depleted team. The defense seems to be coming around with them the last few weeks. Early on in the year, they were
adjustments.
Getting ripped apart. And now it seems like the defense is coming around a little bit. I don't know. And Philly, Carson Wentz is playing out of his mind. Now they add Ajayi. Defense is good. I mean,
who's Philly's one loss to?
I think the Chiefs.
I think
Chiefs.
Oh, that's right.
In Kansas City.
That was a close.
It was real close.
Yeah.
Yep, 3 points, right. I think. Yep.
All right. Well, my 10.
I got that Vikings, man.
I only put them at 10 because the quarterback stuff.
All right. I'm not sold on.
Well, when it gets into top tier competition.
Right.
Gurgle. I got Stewie's Rams at 9.
That's where I had them.
Yep.
No, I had them at 8.
I got the Saints at 8.
Saints at 8 kind of rhymes.
7, I got some asterisks by it. I got the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
With my asterisks, because, yes. You take away, if that Jets game was on Sunday, because it's hard
to not
factor put that in. Yeah, I know. That might be why I had them at 9.
They were my 5.
I would have the Thursday night games where I would have had to build it.
Honestly, they were my 5 in the first power rankings, because they've beaten some good teams.
I had them 5 also first power rankings.
And honestly, the way they beat the shit out of the Raiders and were chugging along,
right?
That probably affected them. They might have been still sitting at 5 for me. But I got them there. I still think they're a good team. They have a good defense. The Jets have been scrappy. All right?
They're in every game.
They are. McCown Joshy football is playing pretty good right now, staying healthy. 6, I've got Seattle. I have concerns about their line, which affects their running game.
Right.
But I still have them at 6.
Yeah, they don't really have much of a running game.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Eddie Lacy has not turned out, obviously.
No.
And I didn't think he would. I was saying 2-3 years ago when he was supposedly tearing it up with Green Bay, I wasn't impressed with him.
Well, and the problem is they've got like 12 running backs. And I know a lot of it's due to injury, but... I think that's just bad. I mean, I'm just a believer at the running back position. You got to have the horse. I mean, it's okay to spell a guy, give him a little break, and sprinkle some other carries in with guys. Maybe have a third down guy.
But right.
you can't rotate five. You can't give five backs five carries and expect much. Right. Right. I mean, in my opinion.
Right.
Five? I get Kansas City just like Brian. They took a little Saul Rosenberg.
Stewie had him tumble. Five,
too. I had him five, tumble. Yeah.
You lose, you know, the lose to Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Didn't get a first down till the third quarter or whatever. And they lost again to the Raiders. Who were, I'm not. For Pittsburgh, just like I think.
Stewie had him at four, I think.
I mean,
I had him at four.
You beat Kansas City in Kansas City. You beat Detroit in Detroit. I mean, whatever.
I just
hope Roethlisberger doesn't click because he's not been great this year.
No.
He's not been the quarterback he's been in three years.
If he clicks, look out. Number three, I am going to get skewered over this.
What?
Skewered.
I am going to get just ass destroyed.
Eagles.
Now, I look at the fucking standings and I look at the way things are going. I got Dallas at three.
What? Oh my God! You are shitting me. There's no way you got Dallas at three.
I do.
Oh my God!
I get it. With Elliot thing going on, and I get Brian's excuses for why they won the last two games.
No, they're one of the ones I was thinking about fitting in at like 10.
I put them at 9.
I get, if Elliot wasn't looming on a suspension, I would really fight this to the teeth. Because they're looking like that team that just wants to run it down your throat first. And that helps the defense.
Keeping
the defense off the ground.
That's great. The defense just has to be average. The defense just has to be average.
Right.
We're going to find out tomorrow.
Well, yeah, this is a huge test.
There's no fucking excuses, Brian.
It's a huge test.
There's no fucking excuses. If Dallas wins, especially if Dallas does a good job on defense, no fucking excuses. You know, his excuse is going to be, well, Pittsburgh's defense held him to no first downs until the third quarter, and they're not that good. I don't think so. That would be his fucking excuse. Fuck you guys. Hey. I look at the standings, and I look at these ham and egger teams. Write it down. Check off your...
I think that's two.
High-low on ham and egger.
I think that's two.
No, that's three.
Three?
Look at all these ham and egger teams in the league.
Oh, there's four.
Which average ham and egger teams. I don't know. And to me, I'm sorry. I just think Dallas is better than... Obviously, I am at three.
Stewie had him at 9. I'm not saying I have a problem squeezing him into your 10, but number 3. Fuck.
Come on, man.
Maybe that's a little high. I don't know. But, hey.
I don't know. I'm
a little more critical, I guess. A lot more critical.
I get the record. If you're looking just at like the record.
Right.
And what I'm looking at thinking head-to-head games in my mind. And I'm sorry. That's where I put them. And New England, Philly, just like you guys. I mean, I'm really fucking interested. Not as much as you, but I think Dallas might sweep Philly in the head-to-heads.
Somebody on NFL Network
the other day
was saying, because they were picking who they think were going to be in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like their midseason Super Bowl picks.
Oh, yeah.
And the one guy picked, I don't know who it was, but he picked Dallas and Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh my God, please no.
Not again.
And they're all kind of chuckling at him, you know, and he's like, I still think they're going to win the division. He's like, I still got two games against Philly. He's like, I still think they're going to win the division. I think they're a better team than Philly. And I'm just like,
was it NFL or was it ESPN? Boy.
The problem ESPN is they Live. Could sweep Philly.
Because the ESPN Live were talking about that too. Right. Guys.
This was on NFL Network. It wasn't like one of the main shows. Right. It was one of the.
They need the problem is they need help.
Because he said Dallas is still not out of it because they still have.
Right, and that's
two
true.
Head to head games.
Oh, that's absolutely true, but.
Eagles.
I don't know.
They still kind of need some help because, I mean, Philly's 7-1, so.
Yeah.
Those Dallas
4-3.
I mean, so,
they,
yeah.
They win this weekend. They're two games back, which you got two games against Philly. That would, right. That would work, but.
I'm going to put that on our podcast.
I don't know.
My top power rankings, put sure. that on my podcast.
It still sure seems to me like at some point before the end of the season, Elliott's going to be suspended. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many times, how many goddamn appeals they get. You know, it's like.
They can go forever appeals, I
don't
think.
Know. I don't know how.
At some point, I mean, they, fuck, go get your fucking Ezekiel Elliott autograph down at the Warren Courthouse next week. Right. Apparently, they're going to be at every goddamn court. I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. This is taxpayer money.
Right.
They have to collectively bargain a process that says we agree that it's going to be done this way, in-house, and the courts are out of it.
Right.
I still think it's going to be like Brady.
You think he's going to avoid the suspension this whole season?
Well, yeah. I think eventually he's going to get suspended.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whether it be the first six games of next year or not.
Or if it's three games this year and three games next year.
I still think it's going to be this year. I don't know. I think it's coming. He was damn near started this weekend.
What was it? Neuf? Was it Neuf that said, you don't beat the NFL, man?
Right.
You don't, I mean.
It's going to happen sooner or later, just like with Brady.
And the reason is, at the end of the day, the courts aren't, and remember, the courts aren't looking, I don't think. I think the courts are looking whether they think he did it or not.
Right. It's
they're looking at what did they agree that the NFL power is.
Exactly.
And I believe what they agreed was that Goodell had the power to do it.
Although, if that was the case, shouldn't he have... I don't understand how it would have been a...
I don't know.
This long.
Maybe the wording, I don't know. They just, because each court just says, well, you know, we're not sure if this is right.
I don't know the legalese behind it. I want to know how it works.
Because it's not like the courts are, as far as I know, it's not like they're re-interviewing witnesses and stuff. They're already looking at just what, I don't know.
Yeah, what they already have in front of them.
It's just ridiculous. I mean... I don't know. It's just
a distraction.
It's just a fucked up process. It's just
I just hope
that the players are smarter the next time.
Well, yeah, we've already said
around.
That
you can
already smell a strike coming.
Yeah, there's going to be
next time.
You know, and I never that. You know, always growing up as a kid, I couldn't believe how much money these athletes made and what a joke it was. And I have totally switched my tune over the last few years. And I guess once you're an adult and you work for companies and you see how much owners and everything make, and it's like, you know.
Upper management.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? The owners wouldn't pay these guys what they pay them if it wasn't paying off for them. And the way the NFL is structured, all these owners are making money hand over fist.
Right.
It's just the way with the cap and everything else. And it's like, to me, the players should get what they can get. I mean, it's a free market, in my opinion. And I just hope they're stronger next time around. But, you know, Goodell's a joke. I see that Jerry Jones was kind of leading, of course, because he's mad about best friends with Goodell and Brady got suspended.
And Papa John,
now it's on his team.
And Papa John's losing money because of the NFL.
Well, Papa John can fucking make pizzas for fucking soccer then. I don't give a shit about Papa John.
Jerry Jones.
Because of the protests. Well, guess what? Good. Now these fucking protests are going to be not about, which already isn't about social injustice. It's about sticking it to the owners is what it is.
Just like, the Houston players kneeling last week because of...
Right. The owners and their inmates.
Comments of the owner.
Which, I'm sorry, he fucked up the expression like George Bush would do. But he was just using an expression.
Right.
It was, believe me, it was a bad, like... I told Tara, I said, you know, sometimes you just wonder how these guys make so much money. Like, it was a horrible expression to use.
Yeah.
But he was using all he was doing to me was using an expression like, well, we can't have the inmates running the asylum, which is the actual quote. And he said, inmates running the prison or something. you know, I don't believe he. I mean, to sit there and be like, "Oh, he thinks we're all inmates and prisoner."
But, the longest yard.
But then I'm laughing because was it the whole Texans team that knelt for the national? Yeah. But I told the mayor, I'm like, "Well, what the fuck does kneeling for the national anthem have to do with the comments that your owner made? What does that do to?" Protest that. To me, that has nothing to do with it. I mean, if you want to protest what you're... Fucking stay in the locker room. Don't come out. You know? Don't play.
Don't play.
I mean...
Don't play.
Why does kneeling for the national anthem hurt your owner? I mean...
Unless they think it hurts his pocketbook. I mean, I don't know what's next.
It's just stupid.
They changed brands of toilet paper in the locker room? We're kneeling.
They want the angel soft.
It's become a debacle.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's just become a tug of war.
I'm so
you know,
fucking tired of it.
Over it.
Well, they said they never came out of the locker room until a few years ago. The Department of Defense gave the NFL however many hundreds of millions of dollars to have the players on the field during the anthem.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
For public.
2009 or somewhere near.
Give the Department of Defense their money back or a prorated amount of their money back and just say, from now on, the players will stay in the locker room for the national anthem. And when it's over, they'll come out through the little and do the Ray Lewis dance. And then your problem is solved. Right. And if fucking ESPN says that on their next broadcast... I am fucking suing you. You hear me?
Taking our ideas.
They got one of their little moles listening to our podcast coming up with these ideas.
We're gonna probably find Clayton.
Probably John Clayton, or he don't work for me.
No, he got fired.
I guess I better get off the phone with him.
Yeah, Tamara's making money. What are these checks for that say ESPN on them?
God, I wish.
No, seriously, that's what, I mean, really, you want to, if that's the deal, I'm sorry, I know, it's hard, give some money back,
right?
And have the players and just say,
but they can't afford it,
and then, right. But make it public and say, a lot of people don't know, I don't know how many years it was just say, five years ago, players weren't even on the field until, I didn't know that.
I guess, that's the thing. They never used to show the anthem on TV. Right. So you never would have any way of knowing unless you're at the game.
Yeah, like, so... I don't go to baseball games. It's not like the players stood on the field for the anthem.
I don't know.
You know? Like, just say it, but make sure the public knows. Look, 5 years ago, or whenever, I don't know, guys. I'm just making this up. For the sake of the point. 5 years ago, players... We're getting pregame prep, ready to go. Anthem was played for the fans and everything before the game.
Right.
Didn't even come out. Department of Defense gave the NFL a contract, thought it would be good for morale. Obviously, due to the divisive times, it's just better. We're going to pay back money to the Department of Defense, and we are going to go back to the way it was. Players are going to prep for the game. The anthem's going to happen, and the players will come out. That way, there's no opportunity for any of these protests, any disrespect. And at the same time, we're not going to take away anybody's right to the freedom of speech and expression.
Right.
Win-win. Get over it.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. I don't know. Get out of here. Jerry Jones is my hero. Done. Check that off the list. Munch is fixing the NFL. One goddamn problem at a time.
Hero.
Check.
So if you're listening again, don't take our ideas.
Yeah.
Give us credit.
But seriously, and then just be done with it. Then, you know, I'm fucking sick of it. ESPN makes a list of everybody that protested. I mean.
Oh, really?
Fucking stoke the fucking fire, man. Throw fucking gasoline on it.
See, I thought it'd been kind of dying down again the last...
But that's the problem. They're just protesting everything now. Yeah. You know?
It's not even...
what it originally was about. No. It's like, yeah, like anything that happens. Like
Heinz ketchup gave me the shits, I'm kneeling at Heinz Field.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's like it doesn't matter anymore.
Just no, kneeling. I'm just going to kneel.
Kneeling for whatever reason, yeah. Which is just stupid.
Yeah. And then the guy that's suffering for it, Kaepernick, who's way better than a lot of these fucking ham and egg quarterbacks that are getting signed up, is the one that's like not getting.
You won so far.
And he, oh, with her. And
number was five.
He's the one that, you know, was kneeling for a reason, whether you agreed.
All right.
Like, to me, I got what he was trying to say. Like, and he wasn't saying that he
was oppressed.
Making all the money he was making right. was oppressed. He was trying to stand up for people that didn't have a voice, in my opinion. But today in America, for now, we still have the right to have. And you're right to have the opinion that is bullshit. Woo!
But he still donates money.
Yeah, more than Trump. Trump says exactly. He donates money and then he doesn't. It comes out of the taxpayers' money.
Anyway. You just say he's getting hosed. I think he's getting hosed. He should be.
I mean,
he's on a roster
you know,
somewhere.
I don't know if there's collusion, but not to go down this dark path, but I just think that owners don't want, for whatever reason, Kaepernick's the evil.
It's like a dirty word.
Yeah, Kaepernick's like the evil part of this, even though there's so many guys protesting
right.
now.
Right.
So, point is, just keep him off the field then. Then you're not infringing upon any right of speech or, you know, expression. And yet you allow the anthem to come out and be done and let the military people come out right. and be honored. And the players aren't a distraction and they're in the locker room. And everybody should win off of it and get over it. It's never going to end now
yeah.
unless they collectively bargain it because they're just using it now to protest Trump, to protest the owners. To anything they're pissed off about, they're going to kneel now. And it's like... You know, the original point to me was lost, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry. Power rankings done. I wanted to get Atlanta, and I even think, you said Atlanta got in, did you think that they're going to creep around? And I agree, and I still think Carolina's got a good record, and they haven't really clicked on all
Carolina was one that was close to making it for me,
now,
too.
I don't, like, once Greg Olsen comes back, which he's close, could make a big difference. He's kind of Cam's right. security blanket.
Jacksonville was close for me, too. They're another one that I had.
I just, Blake Bortles just doesn't do it for me, but their yeah. defense
their
is
defense
smothering.
Is tough. That's yeah. what
and boy, Fournette can stay healthy. Yeah. He's a difference maker. And yeah. Dallas, obviously, was in my mix, too. I just. I don't know. I wanted to sneak him in at the bottom, but I just. Again, I guess I'm a little more. Critical.
Good power rankings.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So team games.
Move along.
Move along,
Drewski.
Well, I would have to say Brian Stankos is the biggest. Big game.
Usually you hold on to it a little longer than that.
I switch it up.
Yeah, you gotta switch it up.
That's
you
know,
drinking a beer. You don't want to piss himself.
Yeah.
Now, Mike.
Yeah. You what?
Well, so the Chiefs. No, I couldn't remember. I forgot that the Chiefs beat Denver in the middle of their little two-game losing streak. Which barely counts.
Yeah, last week,
two
Monday night.
Three, so this is big. I mean, arrows are kind of pointing different directions. Dallas is trying to build some momentum.
Yeah.
Kansas City's trying to kind of rewrite the ship after such
yeah.
a
hot start.
In Dallas.
Whoa.
Push on the... In Vegas.
I had Dallas yeah. as 2.5, I had.
So just less than the...
Well, the last time I checked, it was take it.
Yeah, well, it's a 3-point... Well,
now,
maybe
after Elliott.
What was going on with Elliott.
Yeah, maybe after
true.
Elliott was announced to play, then maybe
so,
that's why... Yeah.
2.5's not even the typical 3.
Not typical
no.
3, yeah. Which I...
Boy, this should be good. Now you watch, it's going to be like 9-6
right.
or something.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you...
We've been talking.
I tell ya.
We've been kind of talking. You know, you were talking there, talking up the old Dallas defense.
I was talking and talking. Hey, I wasn't talking it up. I was just saying it was playing better.
Well, we're going to find out.
We are. We're going to
find out.
That's
what I said. Yes, we are.
When I was talking.
Move along, Drewski. Move along.
Ain't no interns in that bathroom, is there?
What?
There are no interns in there.
Well,
Drewski.
Unfortunately, no.
So, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to find out about Dallas defense, I think, this week because, yeah, you know, the Chiefs offense.
It's
been
good.
Pretty fucking good.
It has been.
Kelsey's been tearing it up.
That
fucking
Hunt,
running back, tearing it up. That Tariq Hill is a fucking big weapon. Alex Smith's been tearing it up. So this is a pretty true test. I mean, they've been beating teams, but, I mean, you know, Washington's offensive line was beat up last week. Before that, it was the Niners. Enough said there. I mean, so I guess we'll find out if the Dallas defense is really...
Figured
things out a little bit this week. I think the offense should be fine still. Chiefs defense is all right, but I don't think it's dominating. Especially the last couple weeks, they've seemed to be giving up.
Leaky. A little bit leaky.
Been pretty leaky. Yeah. I mean,
not horrible, but like
Derek Carr tore him apart there on that Thursday night game.
Maybe ever. Yeah, Derek Carr was what we thought he was going to be every week in that game.
So, I don't know. If it's in KC,
different
you're
still
obviously Dallas. Probably different story.
You're still picking Dallas. Come on.
I still might have been. Jeez. I would have been a little more apprehensive.
Don't tell me.
Tell me. I got Dallas in a tight one. I always pick it tight because
you
I,
do.
This is the way I
Well,
feel.
I mean, Kansas City.
But have... this is good. Yeah, I think it's going to be tight. I got 30-27.
Oh!
Dallas.
Close to me.
Yeah.
I have a 31-27 Dallas.
Close to me. If I went a little higher.
Higher. Okay, cool.
34-31.
Ooh.
Dallas. Chiefs. Oh.
I'm like fucking three. Was I pulling the head fake? Not that lower ranked teams in your power rankings can't beat somebody. It wouldn't, obviously.
No.
I think we all had it
50-50
like,
game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have a course.
It's a good test. I mean... Kansas City's got weapons. I mean, they've got a running game with Hunt and the passing game.
Yeah, Kelsey.
If Kelsey's healthy. Kelsey healthy.
And yeah, he's what's his nuts? The
D's nuts.
I mentioned him. Now I can't think of his name.
The receiver.
Hill?
Hill.
Hunt?
Oh, I got a great Tariq Hill story.
Oh, boy.
Fantasy, once again. Struggling.
Struggling.
Me and Benson played a real fucking Donnybrook. Well... After my negative 2.64 points from fucking Jameis goddamn Winston.
Wish we had filmed this. Oh my gosh.
I'm basically dead to rights against Benson because he's got fucking Cowboy Central. He's got fucking Dak and Dez and everything else. Well,
Dak
they didn't
really have much of a
They didn't really do much.
Yeah. It was Elliot.
Yeah.
Again.
So I go into Monday night. With like a 6-point lead, actually, and I had Harrison Butker, or the fucking kicker.
Best name fucking name ever.
Yeah, because Zerline was on a bye. So
even better than Butkus.
Yeah, Harrison Butker, kicker against fucking, what's his name? We just said it. The receiver.
Hill.
Tariq Hill, thank you.
And he didn't do shit.
No, even better. Kansas City gets down to the fucking red zone, and they run a fucking... They're cutting right fucking through, and they run a trick play. Tariq Hill throws an interception.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's -3 right off the bat. Your fucking receiver throws a pick.
You don't count on that.
No. And then what else you don't count on? Harrison Butker had 20 goddamn points as a kicker. I ended up with a respectable 80 points in my destructification of Benson. But I loved it. Because I thought, he's a pretty good receiver, Hill. And I'm like, honestly, I was like, it's kind of a wash, but I'd almost rather have the fucking receiver. Right. Even though they're playing Denver, we've talked.
Right. They do seem to shut down at least the top receiver from each team.
But I still thought, because I'm always paranoid anyway. Well, right. He fucking throws a pick right up.
I know. Who's the Wallace that was leading?
Sean. You beat him.
I beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
He didn't have much. He didn't get
Christ,
much.
I think Jamie's in first now.
All right.
Because we're both the same record, but she has a couple more points than me.
Christ, I'm like, I think I'm sixth or seventh now. Seventh, I think.
You're just hanging.
Hanging in there. Hanging tough like the fucking...
new kids on the block.
Canadian's new kids. She loves them.
A noob sitting...
You mean the new queers on the cock.
Wow. And Noof's sitting there ripping on Wallace left and right about playing Watson. And then Wallace finally says he's going to play Watson and he gets hurt.
Yeah. I love that back and forth they were doing.
Oh, God.
He's picking on Noof about hearing the Elliott news this week. And then Noof's like, one like Wallace. I play my good players. And I got Leonard Fournette.
Right.
He's like, I won't leave Leonard Fournette on the bench like Wallace leaves Watson on the bench.
And then when Watson got hurt, Noof posted the Family Guy thing holding his knee.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That was awesome. Then Noof called out everybody, and Bunk's like, I'm just trying to hang on.
Yeah.
To what? The first pick? You made one goddamn move all fucking year. I mean, fuck. I'm guessing the next opening in the league's going to go to Wallace's oldest daughter. She'll probably be better than half of the Hammeneggers in the league. Does she get bonus money for me going way over?
The over-under was 5.
What was the bet? How much money?
We didn't. Bottle Captain Morgan. Oh, shit. Next week.
So.
Anyway.
You know, well, Bears are on a bye.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is good because my mom's birthday party is tomorrow in Warren.
Oh, so that works out.
Yeah.
So, Lions.
Well, hold on a minute.
He wants to say something. Let him say something.
Yeah, Brian, don't rush him.
I was just going to say, I mean, I have it close, but yeah, I think Dallas can win that game at home. That's going to be a statement game for them. If it's 34-31, I don't want to hear you bitching.
Well.
Wow.
I'm already, I think I've, I'm not expecting them to fucking, beat them fucking...
And with
30-10 or something. I mean,
and being a little bit behind the gate with even with the two games against Philly, I mean, they're going to have to win some of these
close tough games. Ones.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's the deep.
I could almost see.
Who was the guy for the fucking Redskins last week? That fucking Crowder. Christ, he had like fucking 10 catches.
He's not a bad receiver.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That. It's still not right. The defense.
Well, no, they're not going to be a top 5 fucking defense. But if they can be average, I mean, if that defense we talked about a couple years ago, that defense can give up 20 points or less, they're going to win more often than not. And I also think that
they got to keep up the pressure. That's for goddamn sure.
They
got
to figure out a way to do it for
sure. Because I think they had 4 sacks against the Niners. They had 5 against
the Redskins. Better be careful against the Chiefs, because if they play all-out blitz, the Chiefs, that's their game.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they've necessarily been blitzing a lot. Right. But they've been able to get pressure with the front four.
Yeah.
But
they just better maintain their gap.
That's against the Niners and a beat-up Redskins offensive line. That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you this. One last thing before we go to Stewie's Lions. If there's a blowout in this game, I see it Dallas. I could see them taking over the run.
No, I know I said this against the Niners. About my butt cheek and the Niners scoring at least 20. What did I have the score? 30-27. Yeah, well. I don't know. If they don't give up at least 27 to the Chiefs, I'll be pretty fucking surprised. If they hold them to...
I mean, I can't say much. I picked a shootout.
Yeah, you picked over 30, so.
Oh, but I wouldn't be surprised, because it's the NFL. Stewie, your Lions.
Who are they playing? Green Bay, Monday night.
Monday night, another prime time game.
Against,
in Green Bay.
The Cowboys?
Ham and Egg Hundley. I bet.
Ham and Egg.
I'll bet you ESPN's wishing they could do the flex scheduling right now.
I bet they do too. But
Brett Hundley, right?
Nobody I'm going cares. Back to what you said.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
I'm going back to what Munch said last week. And Matt hasn't had a game where he's broke out.
He should have. He had 400 fucking yards against the Steelers. He should have had 5 touchdowns.
He should have beat him fucking 40 to 20.
With that said.
This is it.
42-13.
Ow!
Detroit. Man! His breakout game.
Damn.
They might have somewhat of a running game, but Matt's going to do the rest of it.
You say 42-13?
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry. I know Hundley's horrible. I'm sorry, Stewie.
I don't care.
No, I got the Lions, but I don't have it 42-3.
13.
Excuse me. I've got 24-17 Lions. I don't know. Division game. In Green Bay. Fuck. Hundley had the bye. I mean, I thought maybe with a week of practice he would be at least serviceable, and he was a fucking joke against Minnesota. No, it wasn't Minnesota. Minnesota's when he came in.
Yeah.
Who was it? Oh, the Saints, which the Saints' defense has been getting better. That was pretty eye-opening how bad he was. I guess it's now or never if this kid's going to be serviceable. Maybe not full-term for his career, but, I mean, it's kind of what you see maybe going to be what you get, but I don't know. I think the Packers find a way, but yeah, I don't think Hundley's that good. But I do have it close, 24-17. They've had the bye week to at least game plan for it, and I don't know, man. If Detroit just can't fucking figure it out in the red zone, they might leave a lot more points on the off the board.
Never know.
You never know. And Michigan State's beating Penn State.
Yes. I kind of got it in between you two. I got it 31-21 Lions. I would expect them to win fairly easily. I don't know. Until, you know, I didn't really see Hundley's much of the game there 2 weeks ago, his first start. But what do you have, like 80 yards passing or something?
Yeah, I didn't see much either because they weren't in the red zone.
he had some decent rushing plays, I think.
Oh, he might have more yards rushing than he did passing.
It'll be real interesting the rest of the season to see if he can come around, you know, if they can get him.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard. I mean, they had the bye. I mean, now he's had a few weeks now. I mean,
right.
There's not much improvement now. I mean,
yeah. If you don't see something in the next game or two, then probably not going to happen.
Right. At least and just be serviceable. Not
right. Yeah. He doesn't have to be Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But
got to be able to make a few plays. I mean, got to be able to pass for more than 83 yards.
And I think Detroit's defense is pretty fucking good. You know, it's and. I didn't see the exact numbers, but I saw where Stafford's actually been pretty fucking good in Green Bay the last couple of years.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've gotten wins, but stat-wise, I guess, at least, he's been pretty good. So, yeah, 31-21 Lions. They should take care of business.
Yeah. Just off prime time.
Prime time.
On the road, tough place to play. I don't know. I have it close. But yeah, Detroit, if they don't win this game, boy.
Yeah.
Minnesota might be running
away
with it. Yeah.
Walk away like Aerosmith.
Walk this way.
Walk this way, yeah. Close enough.
Falling away from me, corn. Walking like an Egyptian. I don't know.
Bangles. Not the Bengals.
Well, that's a great segue, because that's my upset.
Oh!
Like we planned it. Jaguars are a 6-point six.
Favorite? Yeah.
At home. Jacksonville.
At home.
That great defense. That's great. Yeah. Battle the cats. Battle cats. Like
battle
you
the
can.
Cats, yeah.
Well, guess what? It's still Blake Bortles.
It is. It is.
20-17 Bengals.
I could see it.
In a shit show.
I could see
it. Ooh.
I could see it.
Hell, maybe A.J. McCarron will throw a touchdown just to rub it in the Browns' ass. Or, you know? Just bring him in on the goal line package and have him throw a touchdown to Dalton.
And
here we fucking go. Jaquez Barkley. Oh, nice push off Antonio
nice.
Brown.
Antonio Brown. He don't push off.
No.
Not at all.
I got Jacksonville.
Oh, you're second.
I've seen fucking Dalton kind of struggle against good defenses, and I don't
know. No, you're a fantasy player.
28-16, Jacksonville.
Oh, I mean, look. I mean, it's an upset for a reason. Right. I mean, it's not like that.
I almost consider it almost a 50-50 game. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the 6-point Jacksonville favorite. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's a little high. I almost consider it a 50-50 game.
Yeah.
I mean, but
Bengals have some talent. They're just not quite clicking.
Yeah.
They haven't figured that run game out like we keep talking about. And then Mixon's complaining. And
oh, really?
Not getting enough catches. God bless you.
Well, you got Stu.
Well, I have it. The score is one of my favorite bands.
Oh. 21-12.
Yeah.
It's a weird football score. 21-12.
It is.
I can see it, though. I can see it, ugly. Yeah. Hey, you're going to score a little ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. You got upset, Stu?
Yes, I do.
I got one, but it's not real sexy.
I got a couple.
I think there are a lot of huge lines.
Huge.
Huge. It's not
what
that much.
It's a big spread.
No.
I like big spreads.
Huge.
My first upset would be the 49ers getting their first win.
I can see that.
I can see it.
20-10.
Drew Stanton.
20-10.
I hope they do because
like
I got the
baseball.
I've got the Niners defense in Wallace's league because they're.
Yeah.
I would have liked to pick up the Bears defense.
I hope
but
the Cardinals score 50.
Oh, that's right. I bet you do.
It's not bad.
How many Cardinals players?
Well, that was a good one.
Yeah,
look at the hands.
What'd you have the score?
20-10.
20-10 Niners. I got it ugly.
I like that shirt.
I got the ham shirt.
Ham shirt.
I got it ugly. I got this. We talk about games that aren't going to be on your red zone. This is one of them.
It shouldn't be.
I got a 16-13 Cardinals. I don't know. I wanted to take the Niners, but fuck, they've been terrible.
Yeah, Beathard's horrible. I mean, maybe he's...
But boy, Drew Stanton.
Oh, no, I get it.
But I think, I don't know, I could see maybe Peterson having a decent game for the Cardinals.
I can see Beathard maybe turning it over. I can see Beathard trying to do too much because he's probably feeling like he's auditioning now.
And that Cardinals defense is decent. And they got Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, I don't know. I just think they got a little bit more talent and should squeak it out.
Right, two we'll shit see. Quarterbacks. I mean, it's not like...
Definitely a 50-50 game.
Okay, Stanton's terrible, but Beathard's terrible.
Right,
you know.
Right.
I got a 20-14 Cardinals, too.
Yeah. My upset is not sexy.
The Jets. It's
very vanilla.
Might be my
the
other
Jets, one. Yeah.
Nice.
Benny and the Jets.
I'm going Baltimore over Tennessee. Tennessee's got it as a 3.5 favorite.
You want to talk about another game?
Yeah.
I think Cardinals Niners might be game of the year compared to this.
It's going to be a punt fest.
Wait till you hear my score.
What game are we going?
Baltimore, Tennessee.
I guess Flacco is playing.
Yeah, I saw that. That's part of the reason why.
He still can't see yet. But
right.
He's still playing over Mallett.
And boy, what's happened to Tennessee? I mean,
I'm about ready to shoot myself. I can't even, I mean, I don't know. All I have visions is the fucking Browns game.
Right, 12-9 overtime.
Like, Mariota was all hobbled up, and he looked great against the fucking Colts. I get it. The Colts are terrible. Please. Don't mistake this for me saying the Colts are good, but Mariota was a game-time decision. Fucking lit him up. Right. Basically had to stand still in the pocket, not his game. And then they play the fucking Browns. Yeah, they won.
Right.
Quotation fingers. 12-9 or whatever the fuck it was. What a joke. So I don't know. But shit, they're probably leading the division now.
Well, they got the same record as Jacksonville. So.
Yeah, so they're still... Sad thing is, they're fucking right there.
I got Baltimore. I guess I now that we're talking about it, my score might be a little high, and it's not even that high.
21-20.
I got 23-19. Baltimore.
You watch it be 38-35. Right? I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, if Baltimore actually... That's another reason I didn't go too crazy on the bid for Collins. In the Bradford Club. I mean, are they just still going to give that guy 18 carries? I still think Buck Allen's going to get a lot of carries. I mean...
Right. Yeah, it still seems like it's going to be a little bit of a timeshare.
And Collins doesn't seem like he's the 30, you know, 25 to 30 touch.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I wouldn't mind having him for a fill-in, but I got Jordan Howard and... Le'Veon Bell, I mean, yeah, I could play Collins flex over Martin, but like Martin gets a lot of touches. I mean, I fantasy mixed with the reality here, but I mean, I guess we'll see what happens there with the run game. I mean, I don't know.
What you got in this one, Stu?
I have a 21-14 Texans. I mean, Titans.
Wow. On Titans. What, you never gave your score.
No, I've got it.
Oh, well,
I have, no, you're allowed to go before me.
I thought you gave your score. Nobody.
Yeah, you did too. You said it was ugly.
Well, yeah. It's 13-10 Titans.
Wow.
That is. I can see it, though.
Maybe.
I hope not. Yeah, another toss-up game.
We'll get you out to the Dallas and Chiefs as soon as the Titans and Ravens are done butt-fucking the football.
Yeah, that's what'll happen.
Yeah.
They'll be still playing.
Because it's overtime. And they've got to show overtime.
They got to stay on the fucking early game. They can't. Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ. Oh, fuck me. Was that a punt return or something?
Something, I think, yeah.
Was that Charquez Barkley?
No.
I don't know if that guy's going to actually translate to the NFL. I'm sorry, you heard it here first. I didn't know if it was a punt return. Oh, there he got the ball back?
Yeah.
Christ, oh, fuck.
Oh, that dude fell down.
Lord. He probably got pushed.
Christ.
Whatever, they already lost the game. Fuck them. Alabama will fucking...
Alabama!
Curb stomp their face into a fucking...
That's my game tonight.
It'll look like Negan versus Glenn.
The Tigers versus Tide.
I got the Hurricanes and Virginia Tech.
I got my Tigers.
Hokies.
I got my LSU Tigers tonight.
I got Stranger Things Season 2.
And. Flyers are playing.
Sabres are playing, too. I think. We'll find out. They're up 5-1 with 10 minutes left the other night, and they won 5-4.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
They won, but.
Who's that against?
Fucking Phoenix. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Their only win? Against Philly in overtime. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad they got that out of their system.
Philly tied that again. Philly got a point out of that they should.
Yeah, right.
Because they were down two.
They did an ass kick, weren't they?
They were down two with under a minute to go. They got two goals with under a minute to go to tie it up. Christ. So, at least they got a point, I guess.
But yeah.
Anyway. Key games.
Key games! Key games!
That was the most lackluster.
Well, key games isn't quite big games. Are there any big games? Well, let's go with our contingency of the Dolphins. 34-24 Raiders in Miami. I think Sunday Miami. Night. Yeah, I think Miami might be about ready for an implosion.
Yeah.
It just when the coach starts calling out players for not reading the playbook and they traded
and traded.
So either trading Ajayi is going to shock their system, or I don't know what's going to happen. I think Cutler is actually playing. So,
is he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping fantasy wise because I'm playing Carr. I liked Carr against Miami better than Dalton against Jacksonville. So,
oh yeah,
I'm playing Carr. I got Raiders. I got 26-20.
And by the way, we did it's mid-season. This isn't on the schedule, but boy, wouldn't the Raiders be up for disappointment of the year?
Oh, yeah. Everybody,
there was a lot of chick sexy Super Bowl.
Yeah. They're 3-5. Still, I mean, at this point, they're not winning the division.
It's out.
So they're going for a wild card, and
they have to go on a hell of a run to do that.
Yeah, they do.
Starts now. If they don't beat the Dolphins,
their season's done.
Stick a fork in
it. Yeah,
must win for the Raiders.
I have a 24-17 Raiders. And my friend's at that game again.
Yeah,
he went to It's in Miami.
He went to Miami.
Jesus Christ!
I want his money.
I want. Yeah, exactly. Your friends hook us up.
I want to go to Miami and get some cafe con leche from David's Cafe.
Cafe con leche. French speaks the language.
I do. When I first went down there, and I had to go get coffee for the crew at Blair because I was a glorified roadie. Cafe con leche. I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah, the best coffee I've ever had in my life. It's like,
wow.
If you do drugs,
it's like
don't do drugs. Go get cafe con leche. Which is really just translated as coffee with milk, but it's delicious. It's unbelievable.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
You would if you drank
coffee. I hate the smell of it.
You would.
No, it's so good. It's fun.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love it.
South Beach is fun. I always thought I'd love to go.
As far as I've been now, to didn't Orlando
you,
and Tampa.
But you said you like, did you, San Diego better?
Far none. La Jolla, San Diego area.
You always hear San Diego is like the best place to live.
It's beautiful. It's like mild. I like the weather's mild. I mean, the ocean, the fish tacos.
Fish tacos.
Oh, sound delicious.
I'm going on vacation next year.
Yeah. When I was working at Blair, I thought about like sidebar podcast. And I did think about like, you know, see if I could get a discount at the hotel for, you know, being an employee for Blair and just actually going there for vacation. But, no, it's wonderful out there. But South Beach is fun, too. What the fuck else? I mean, I guess Redskins and Seahawks it's definitely big for the Redskins. I would think another team like the Raiders, I mean, they're starting to kind of fade out.
Definitely, yeah. It's not a must-win. It's pretty fucking close. I mean,
and it ain't happening, son.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. Not with their troubles on the offensive line.
I've got 35-20.
Yeah.
Would you? 35-20 Seahawks. I think they just basically fuck them.
I got 34-21.
Yeah.
Real close.
Yeah. I basically think they strap on Negan's baseball bat and fuck him in the ass.
Do you shit your pants? I have a Seahawks 28-20.
I'm interested to see what Cousins. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just us and everybody else that assumed that Cousins was almost a mortal lock to go to San Francisco.
Right.
Maybe Cousins didn't think that at all.
Right.
But you got to think if he was in that mindset that was his destination.
Right.
I mean, does this make him prove it?
Yeah.
Court, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it does. Probably nothing, but we always talk about motivation, and these guys are probably motivated always to do the best that they can, you know? Right.
Even though it's our good buddy Brocky Osweiler. Another boy. Denver's in real need of a fucking win too.
Yeah,
in not Philly,
ain't happening.
Ain't happening.
Boy, I would shit a brick if it did.
Shit a Brock.
get a Brock.
Who knows? Stranger things have happened in the NFL.
I don't have Philly totally ass raping them. I got it 30-20. I'm comfortable, but not a total ass raping.
I've got it 27-7.
Wow!
I have a 24-10.
I'm just having a hard time seeing Denver score.
Maybe I'm hoping for a couple Denver defensive touchdowns for my fantasy.
Well, who knows? I mean, Osweiler had his most success with that Denver. Team.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say that Osweiler is a step up from Simeon. I mean, Simeon's been pretty fucking bad, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
The NFL changes week to week.
It'll go one way or the other. Denver will keep it close, or Philly's just going to fucking.
And maybe it's a spark somehow. Maybe it's just that spark that, you know, the defense hones in and everybody plays a little
Denver more juice. Denver's going to have to sustain some drives, though, because they cannot keep that defense out on the field.
Well, no. Like they have been. No matter how good you are.
Or they will, or it will be, whatever you guys' scores were. I mean, they'll ass rape them. I mean, Denver's going to have to sustain some drives somehow. So, Osweiler's going to have to fucking play.
Absolutely. On the road, for sure. I think this is another one that's kind of maybe somebody's last stand at the Alamo, but you got the Buccaneers at Saints.
Right.
As bad as, you know, up and down the Bucs have been, they're still hanging around.
Last couple of games, they've been real close.
They got destroyed by the Panthers. Although the Panthers didn't score a ton of points.
17-3.
Yeah.
But they shut them down. I mean,
shut them down. The Bucs have been right there.
I mean, they made it. They real close with the Bills in Buffalo, and I never thought that was going to happen.
But to me, division game, this is almost a must win.
Well, yeah. I mean, Tampa's 2-5.
Are they? I thought they had 3.
For some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely must win for sure then.
So, I don't know. I like what the Saints are cooking.
Cheap calls.
All right.
And gumbo.
That did my shrimp boat.
I'll tell you what. I hope those two fumbles by Ingram, which were clutch turnovers, right, the Bears forced.
Right.
I hope that gives Alvin, Simon, Theodore, and Kamara more carries. That guy's been great for me in Waltz's league. You know, he's not even the number one.
I got 30-17 Saints. I need to take care of business.
Fairly easily. I've got a 31-23 Saints.
Yeah.
I have a 35.
That's if Winston plays. Although maybe I'd be if Fitzpatrick plays.
I have a 35-16 Saints.
I'm still not 1,000% sold on the Saints defense.
Still.
Defense.
Well, same division, Atlanta, Carolina is a pretty fucking huge. I mean, 4-3 against 5-3.
If Falcons beat Panthers, that shakes things up.
Yeah, and maybe it kind of cements me kind of having them at 10 in my power rankings. I mean, this is, I don't want to call it a must win, but boy, I think for the Falcons' psyche, maybe it's a must win, you know, like.
Well, the Falcons' goal isn't just to make it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So they got to show that they can. And I do have them doing it.
Me too.
23-20 Falcons. And kind of ugly.
Oh, man. We're so
close.
I picked a weird 23-19. I don't know. I just. What do you got, Stewie?
I have 17-14 Falcons.
Yeah.
We all got Atlanta.
Yeah.
I just
thought the defense has been playing okay.
Yeah, something's right.
Carolina's still right.
Something's right with Cam Newton still. And they get rid of Benjamin. It's one less weapon.
Yeah, that was
another weird.
But he's drawn coverages. He's made some plays.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just been kind of inconsistent. But that goes back to the quarterback, and
right.
they have no running game. I almost wonder, I mean...
Christian McCaffrey hasn't really been the huge...
I just almost wonder, you know how, like, I talked about the Bears almost sometimes over-forcing to that Tariq Cohen,
right.
which has been great, but
right.
I almost wonder if they're just almost trying to force way too much... to McCaffrey to get him involved.
Right, right, right.
Not successful running the ball. He is not, he's, so he's that limbo guy, which is, and I'm not talking about the Jamaican dude right. doing a limbo under the bar. I'm talking, it's like, they got this great, shifty, good and open space dude. I mean, I don't know what his height, weight, this and that is. I mean, maybe he'd be better off going to the slot as a receiver.
Right.
And not having him be a running back. I mean, I know they like him as a mismatch and this and that, but I'm just... When you start forcing stuff like that, and I don't know. Something's not cohesive there. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of... Both teams are kind of like that, aren't they? They're kind of...
Yeah, not right. Not firing.
Yeah,
right.
Something not right with Atlanta still, I think. You know, it's like.
Yeah,
Julio Jones has one fucking touchdown. Believe me, I know. Julio Jones has one fucking touchdown.
Freeman's not on the year for me.
And his one touchdown was pretty much meaningless. I think it was at the end of the game against the fucking Patriots when they were getting ass hammered.
Right, so it was a garbage.
Yeah. So. Something right there either. I mean.
Oh, yeah, they're not firing on all cylinders. I don't know if you can all attribute to. Just Kyle Shanahan being gone, but boy, I keep saying it every week. I'm like, there was something magical there with that connection. I don't know what it was.
And they got Sanu and
I have Sanu playing in Wallace's league. Now that he's healthy, he's actually been Ryan's favorite target. He's getting targeted the most.
I got two good running backs, although the one's been a little injured. What's his
Coleman.
Yeah, well, who'd I just beat? Sean? Sean, is that who was leading the... He offered me a trade just a couple days ago. He offered me Coleman. He's the one that's been on the shoulder or the neck or something. He's been dinged up. He offered me him and... Oh, the fucking Derrick Henry, who's basically worthless because he's not getting any work. As long as
Murray's
healthy, he's not getting anything. He offered me them two for McKinnon and Delanie Walker, who I got Witten, so, but...
Walker's a nice guy to have, though.
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, I don't really like that.
Right.
So I rejected it.
Doesn't do anything for you needs-wise.
No. I mean, I need running backs, but McKinnon's been the only guy that's been doing anything for me running back-wise. So, but not that
Walker somebody you'd think about for matchups? Because Witten's weird. Like, some games he's
Walker's
more
been,
like a receiver, and other games he's more like a blocker.
Witten has outscored Walker by quite a bit on the season.
Yeah.
Walker's been very average this year overall. But... And now he's dinged up. I don't even know if he's playing this Sunday. So, well, let's see. How we going
to
quick pick some of these? What do you got?
I had another upset.
Oh, what is it?
I had the Colts 2013 over the Texans.
I'll tell you, with the fucking
situation. I switched my pick, too. I've got it 17-13 Colts.
Do you?
I switched.
We switching.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm savage. Because
I got Houston as a 7-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be right. After the Watson. I mean,
maybe it is. Maybe
I just looked
them
up today.
Might have been like a 17-point favorite.
Right?
They must still think in Houston.
I think Brisket gets out of the smoker and does something.
I think too. Like, Savage's nobbing is not good.
I still went Houston. I think I've only
defense hasn't been good.
I think I've only done this one other time this year so far. I'm calling overtime.
3-0.
2017 Houston. Overtime. Yeah. Toss up game.
It is a toss up
game. Rams Giants. I think it's a trap.
Trap game!
I didn't pick it as a trap. It's I love the Akbar. It cracks me
Admiral
up.
Admiral Akbar. It's a trap. It's a trap.
There's only lion and one of the most famous lions. And
well, keep combing.
I got 27-12 Rams. Ooh, but if this team wants to be a contender, I can see them tripping up here for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I can see it, too. I got 27-17 Rams. Same.
Dead balls.
Dead balls.
Boy.
Yeah. Is that all of them?
That's it.
That's it.
Next Thursday.
Boy, and I saw it, too. I see it every week, and I forget what it is.
That's hilarious. Last week, you're digging for it, and it's like, well, I could have told you that.
Yeah. he was watching the Penn State game. And
as they choked.
Yeah.
But to Newt's defense, he hated both teams. He just hated Ohio State more.
Right.
That's the only team I don't like in the Big Ten.
Who?
Ohio State.
Oh, really? I don't like any of them.
Any of them.
Michigan's my favorite in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I'm sorry. I'm sick of Penn State. I'm sick of hearing how great they are now.
Right.
They're struggling against Michigan State.
Play a fucking team.
Not Akron or Georgia Tech or whatever it was. Georgia State.
And half the Penn State fans are all upset about the kneeling, but I guess it was okay when people were kneeling in front of Sandusky.
Right.
And Joe Paterno knew about it.
They weren't kneeling, they were bent over.
Yeah. And Paterno covered it up. And we know that he covered it up. That's fact. So, whatever. You just don't want to accept. Dude, how hard is it?
I got it. We're just waiting for a pause in the game.
Oh, what's the game? What is it?
Seattle at Arizona. Barn burner.
Another one that should be switched out.
Go ahead, Stu.
Where's it at?
In Arizona. That makes it interesting.
Yeah, Arizona. And this is our division that the teams, no matter what the records are,
I can see
the bad teams always play the good teams tough, you know?
I could see Seattle scoring like
14
points. Yeah, 12 points. Probably still win,
exactly.
I'm going Seahawks 28-13.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go 17-6. I can see it being
ugly. I can see it that way, too.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, there ain't no fucking way you can take the Cardinals, is it? Is there? I mean,
you could. I mean, it's a 1 in 100. I mean, maybe because of the division game in Arizona.
Right.
I mean...
I could see it being ugly, though. I hear you there. Sometimes
maybe you just do what you have to do to beat somebody. You know that they can't score. And
yeah. I go something like 20-9 Seahawks.
Yeah. That's all she wrote.
Goat.
Bears are on a bye week at a good time. So
good time. Ain't nothing but a good time. How can I explain?
You're saying Poison.
Yeah.
I was doing the show good times. Yeah, I was doing the show good times.
Good times.
That was JJ Walker and
what do you say?
Dynamite.
Yeah, that's it.
Dynamite.
So, yeah, that's it. All the games. Bears are on a bye week.
Yeah, a lot. There are 6 teams on the bye again. Yeah. Fucking Steelers are on a bye. Gotta watch Fat Face Roethlisberger.
Yeah. See?
Fuck them.
Fucking
Patriots are on a bye.
Tampa and Miami aren't on a bye, though.
Right?
They got their bye week in week one.
Yeah. That kind of sucks, though.
That was bullshit. They should have something in place for neutral site, period. So anyway,
right.
Hope you enjoyed this right in our wheelhouse, 2:13 right now.
Wow.
We got off on some rambles.
Yeah, we did. So, we got some tangents.
Which is fine. That's what we do. We were talking football, so.
That's what we do.
I'm Munch. I'm out. Watch Cowboys destroy the Chiefs and hear Brian's excuses next week. Bye-bye.
The wow. Cowboys destroy the Chiefs. Boy.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Right ass cheek?
I won't have any
excuses. He's already got the left half cheek gone.
I won't have any excuses. Make it that way. And by destroy, I mean at least two touchdowns. So, yeah. Cowboys-Chiefs. Huge game. Huge.
Huge. Huge.
We'll see. We'll see about that Dallas defense. Stanko, football fanatics. Bye-bye. Go Cowboys.
Wow. Another primetime game for the Lions?
Primetime.
Primetime. Primetime. Monday night game.
Mm.
Gruden will Packers be, are hurting.
Gruden will be bitching about the refs.
I don't know who he's going to pick for his Gruden grinder.
Right.
But I'm Scott Stewart, and I'm out.
We'll let it run.
Diggity, 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 giggity, giggity.
Diggity,
giggity. Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
Wow. Should be a good week. I mean, it was hard to pick a